What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic 701 on this Friday night. Good evening. Devon Gibbons with you until 10 as we continue the talk following Draft Line Show with Jamie Lynch about Simmons a little bit more. I know. A little bit more about Simmons. Another trade rumor out there. This one was more of a proposal that was made to the Sixers that was instead turned down. And we'll throw that one at you, see where you fit in that particular scenario with the Sixers in this particular deal that was made public by a writer, Jason Dumas, and a writer and a television, sports television anchor as well. So we'll throw that one out there with what Jason put out there for Bleacher Report. Get your thoughts on that. We have an Eagles question that we wanted to ask you tonight as well. And we'll get into the Phillies a little bit later and dive in on what they do today, tonight, against the San Diego Padres as they start off this three-game series for the 4th of July weekend. So hopefully everyone is safe and healthy out there. Drive safe to the shore wherever you're going, whatever your destination is, everyone drive safe. Please be careful out there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your time with your family and friends as well as we are able to do these things now once again as we've gotten through everything so far, we believe. And quickly, as we're talking about this, and we'll get to Brian in just a second from Lansdale, who's hanging on and carrying over from the Draft Line Show. I'm looking here on Twitter, and Jamie has showed me this, and then I see it again from Rex Chapman that also came from someone else, Manuel Lopez San Martin, who is he does television and radio, and there's this video from the Gulf of Mexico. Is this how the Campeche Sound is what it seems like? That's how you pronounce it? Do you see this, Tyler? Flames under?
Yes.
Underwater in the Gulf of Mexico? You see this?
Yeah, thing? I think an oil line burst or something along those lines.
Yeah.
An underwater oil line. I think it burst and caught fire. And that's what happens, is there's like almost a controlled area of fire water.
It looks crazy. And he says, Rex Chapman says, this is not a movie. It looks like a movie. San Andreas or something. It looks like a volcano. Right? under coming, just ready to erupt with how this thing is going. So hopefully they're able to get that under control. There are three boats out there currently trying to help and support to get the flames out and all. But this is crazy. If you haven't seen it, check it out. This is wild stuff. So hopefully everyone is safe. Hopefully they're safe. But we got a lot to talk about in sports here that we need to really dive into and discuss this thing. So for the people who don't know, and Brian is there, so he knows about this one, and he has a great question that he's going to throw at us. But the trade rumor right now that the 76ers apparently have turned down. First thing I saw this morning from Bleacher Report, my brother sent it to me, and he says, is he going? Is he really going to go? And I looked at it, and I was like, huh. I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but it's more specific on this one. The Ben Simmons trade for Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers and a first-round pick rejected by the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, look, I know how it sounds. I know where we are. We think highly of Ben Simmons, and so do others, quite frankly. But we all saw what we saw. And the same thing that we are saying, so are other teams. Now, is he that bad? Not really. Why? Because those teams are still trying to get him. They're still trying to do something to get him, and they think they can fix whatever the problem might be. So they're going to try to fleece the Sixers. So I understand why they would turn it down. But looking at it on his face, just strictly basketball, and we're talking about it, knowing what we've seen for 4 years of what we've seen from him, what we just saw in the postseason where he had a defining moment in a defining game, again, game 7, and he failed miserably in that spot. I'm not willing to do anything to get rid of him. However, looking at this, where I think Malcolm Brogdon is a fine player in this league, a starter, someone who scores 20-plus a game, gives you 7 boards, 6 assists, or vice versa on any given night, an improved outside shooter. That deal right there for a first-rounder in Brogdon is not enough, because I think you can get more as far as a player coming back from Indiana. And it may not be to the level of what Anthony said on the Cousins Corner last night and talked about it a little bit today, Caris LeVert, maybe not even T.J. Warren, but more along the lines of that Jeremy Lamb that Tyler and I were talking about from a previous trade proposal by Bleacher Report, where it was Lamb, Brogdon, and we didn't see the first round pick, but in this case you do. I'm not mad at it, because I don't know what you're going to get back for him. Because while there are teams who believe that he is still the level of talent that we think he is, they also know that his value has dipped because of his poor performance in the playoffs. So are you willing to hang on to him like we talked about on Wednesday and Thursday? I'm not any longer. And even if he does come back, again, the trust is gone for me. I have to watch it, and I have to see how he performs and see if that changes. But going into it, I don't trust him any longer. So I don't want him back. And that's just where I am because of the trust that is now gone when it comes to Ben Simmons. I don't believe in him. I don't believe he's going to do the things to fix himself, to make this thing right. Why did it take this particular moment for him to decide that he's going to bail out on the national team, Team Australia, and work on his individual game so he can make sure he's right for the Sixer season? I'm not buying it, because he hasn't shown. These are the same issues that have been there for him in the past. So I don't believe him when he says he's going to go out there and do that work and put it in to come back and be that better player. Doc Rivers, Daryl Morey said that Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons did speak about their offseason workout and what they're going to do. I'll give him this. Shorter offseason because of the bubble. Even though the Sixers were done late August, shorter offseason, Rivers comes in when he gets in, Morey comes in when he gets in the offseason. Ben is coming off of the back injury, so you have to be careful about what they're doing as far as his workouts go. So it's not a normal offseason. Now that Rivers and the coaching staff have had an opportunity to take a peek at Simmons, see what he needs to improve on, the type of things that they want to see change in his game, I get that part. But it's all well and good, until he doesn't do it again. And then we're left saying, are we going to wait until the offseason one more time or the trade deadline where he doesn't do the things that people are asking of him? And now his trade value is dipped even further because he won't do it? Is he going to go out there and play better to get himself traded? Well, it's the regular season again. So what does that mean? Well, I guess that's the problem with the other team. But if he's playing that well, you want to say, hey, maybe we should keep him again. Maybe he's going to be a different player. He's going to do this in the playoffs, and we don't have to worry about it. I'm not buying it. I don't see it. I just don't see it. So I know this is not a popular opinion. That framework of Brogdon and that first-round pick, I'm doing it. I was doing it. And I'm sure I will get people tweeting, calling, saying, Devon, you're crazy. It's Malcolm Brogdon. Did you forget what Ben Simmons does? No, I do not forget what Ben Simmons does. I'm well aware. I'm a Ben Simmons supporter. But when you say, do you forget what Ben Simmons does? I saw what he does in a big moment. He passes on a sure thing, layup dunk opportunity. Maybe he would have missed it. I don't know. But what I do know is I needed him to shoot it instead of passing it. So looking at that, and seeing what's going to be available, I don't know that I'm going to get even the level of CJ McCollum in a trade package for Ben Simmons. You know I'm all out on the Damian Lillard thing. Not that I don't love Damian Lillard, because I do. Saying for years now that in any conversation for Ben Simmons to be moved on from Philadelphia, my starting point is Damian Lillard. And with that being the case, there are two things here. One, I don't think Damian Lillard is going anywhere from Portland, like I've been saying the last 2 days. And two, Damian Lillard also has to say, send me to Philadelphia to play with Joel Embiid. I don't know that to be the case, that he wants to come here and play. He's an West Coast guy. And I also, once again, don't believe that they are going to move on from him because they're going to give him and Chauncey Billups and CJ McCollum an opportunity to, with at least 1 year, see if they can figure something out and get ready for that season, the 21-22 season. That's where I am. So I get it. It's not popular. It doesn't have to be popular. It's my opinion. That's where I am. I'm asking you, Malcolm Brogdon, the first round pick, and maybe something smaller, is that a good enough framework starting point for you if you're willing to move on from Ben Simmons? I am ready. And for me, I don't know how much better you're going to get. Yes, things pop up. Things happen. Players say, you know what? I want out. I don't trust Ben Simmons at this point. So with that, I'm ready to move on. And with this one, I'm ready to move on. And yes, I will take Malcolm Brogdon. I will ask for something else in there. Okay? I will ask for something else in there. And I have the player. I understand. Look, the bargaining power may not be where I need it to be, but I still have the player that you are asking for. So with that, we're going to negotiate. And with this negotiation, I'm going to need another player in there. It's not going to be Domantas Sabonis like we got last night as a phone call. It may not even be Caris LeVert like Anthony was pushing on his show. May not be. May not be. But when I'm looking at pick number 13 right now, I may not love the player, but I can maybe use that as something to send elsewhere to still get me a young player, a veteran. I mean, look, it might be Aaron Holiday that I might want back. It's not a problem to have another guard on your roster, right? Not bad. I'll take Aaron Holiday. I'll take that in his rookie contract. And, he's going to be up for an extension soon. But I can look at something like that. Look on their roster and maybe like something to get back where it's not just Brogdon, but now I'm getting two players plus that draft pick at pick number 13 because the money has to match. And I'll use that pick number 13 and do something, whether it's moving or maybe even deciding that I might like somebody in the draft and get a nice young wing player or maybe even somebody that's a young big that I feel good about with that pick overall. So that's why I am. Where are you? 610-632-0975. Malcolm Brogdon. This is reported by Jason Dumas. Bleacher Report. And that deal, Malcolm Brogdon, the first round pick, which is number 13 overall in this year's draft, July 29th, for Ben Simmons. I'm good with that as a framework. Just give me another body and let's get to work. You can call me crazy. That's okay. I don't trust him any longer, so I'm going to get what I think I can get because I don't know how much you're going to really believe you're going to get back in return for Ben Simmons at this time. Yes, teams will want him, but teams are going to want him, and they saw what you saw. These type of offers you're going to get. I don't think even CJ McCollum is going to become available. My opinion, what are we talking about here? 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is here. He's with us until 10 o'clock as well. So we'll hear from Tyler. We'll see where Tyler is on this particular now trade rumor. And we'll get into a few other things with the basketball team because I still have some questions. I really do, especially with the Eastern Conference game finals now. Game 5 played last night. Game 6 Saturday night, the Atlanta Hawks now trail by 1 game, 3-2. Bucks looking to close things out in the 6th game tomorrow. Finals scheduled to start on July 8th next week in for game number 1 of the NBA Finals. So one of these two teams trying to punch their ticket. Milwaukee looking to be that squad after a big win without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Trae Young out for the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee with a nice win last night to take a 3-2 lead with Game 6 in Atlanta on Saturday night. 610-632-0975. We'll get into a few other things as we talked about it. By the way, when we brought this up last night in the conversation about the Ringer writing a story, because based on some of the information that is out there, the Sixers are looking for a star guard. Just wanted to make sure I said this too after we talked about it with Tyler last night and you all. No crap. Haven't they been looking for that star guard for a while? James Harden, Kyle Lowry, Zach LaVine, all these names that keep popping up that are attached to the 76ers, of course they're looking for a star guard. Is Malcolm Brogdon that star guard? I don't think he's a star. I think he's a really good player. I don't think he's a star level player yet, but he's really, really good. All-star level the last two seasons with Indiana. I think he's a good player. And I keep saying this. When we look at this particular one and others that we talked about the last couple of days, that's not going to be the final move of the offseason. They're going to do something else with the roster. So even though we don't have the complete roster, look at the player, look at what he can do and what he can add to the team. You're losing the all NBA level defense. You're getting more scoring, similar rebounding and assists is probably one or two in each category, lesser than what Simmons gives you. Solid defender, not like Simmons, but a good defender. A shooter now, because he developed into one. Someone who has had a few injuries that does concern me a little bit. But what I do know is this is not going to be the only piece for your basketball team. This is a starting point for fixing your roster for the 21-22 campaign. 610-632-0975. And also, we're giving away four pair of FanFest tickets again on this Friday night. So if you want to be a part of the new month of September, Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live, we got you covered. Four pairs, we're going to give them away tonight. So we'll figure out how we're going to do that to give away some tickets for you all to join us, because it has returned, 97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest 2021. That is September 18th, a Saturday at Xfinity Live. Once again, it's a free event, but you will need a ticket to attend. So make sure you're listening. We'll let you know how to win those tickets so you can spend that Saturday the day before the Eagles home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. So it's going to be a blast. It's going to be fantastic. And we have an opportunity for you to attend it with these four pair of tickets that we have for you tonight. 610-632-0975. Let's start it off on the phones with Brian and Lansdale here on this Friday night. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, Devon. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
So, you know, like you, for the past few years, I've just been defending Ben Simmons nonstop. And, you know, it's to the point where my friends are starting to call me an apologist and things like that. But going to your point, I'm with you. I just can't trust the guy anymore. And as someone who has star caliber talent, he doesn't want to improve his game. It just seems like year after year, he doesn't regress, but he just doesn't improve. He doesn't grow. He doesn't look to do the better things that a point guard should do. Am I the only one seeing this, or is the whole city just losing faith in this guy?
I think a lot of people are seeing it. So what part of my point, Brian, when I say I don't trust him any longer, and part of the reason why I think it's time for him to go, it's also because I think he's lost the trust in the fan base, and how is he going to get them back? Because if he's not going to do those things that we've been asking for years, and even as supporters like you and I are, we recognize those things, but we thought that he would do those things to help the team out, and he hasn't done it. So with that, at this time, Brian, I think it's going to take a lot for him to regain the trust again from the fan base as well.
And like, when you look at him growing, does that just kind of give a sign that he just doesn't love the game of basketball?
Good question.
I mean,
people were saying that coming out of LSU.
Games and things like that.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
It's
yeah.
A shame.
No, it is, man. People were saying that coming out of LSU, that did he love it? And is he more worried about the celebrity aspect of it or the game? So, listen, man.
I wish I knew.
No, I wish we all could answer that one. Couldn't it all be so simple? Right? So, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it, Brian. 610-632-0975. It seems very simple, Brian. It really does. Hey, go work on your jump shot. Like Brett Brown asked, when you work on your jump shot, let's fix those free throws. If the jump shot is not there, hey, as long as you're attacking the basket and finishing stronger at the rim, that other stuff will come. You're still young, right? This is when he's 20. He's 24 now. He's the same conversation. As much as we get on Brett Brown for the things, at some point he got tired and said, you know what, publicly, yeah, I need him. He can do that. I need him to knock down, I need him to take one a game going forward. The family can, you know, hear this. His camp can hear this. I need this. He decided after he heard that from Brown that he wasn't going to do it. He said, nah, forget that. I'm not doing that. You crazy? I'm Ben Simmons. Remember? I made an all-star team. I don't have to do that. So he told the reporters. And then he had to walk it back and he gave a great explanation and apology of how he looked at things and understanding, hey, I know I had to improve on these things. But then we get what we get. We get what we get. 610-632-0975. What we get is a lot of frustration. As Jamie just said before he left, Tyler the same thing. Talking to Tyrone before he left and Connor and Dan, Fritz. Like, how are we here? Shouldn't they be closing out that series or getting ready for game six tomorrow night? Right? Shouldn't that be where we are right now? Instead, we know how we got here. 610-632-0975. Four pair of Fantasy Fan Fest tickets up for grabs. We'll tell you how to win those. And we'll also give you our Eagles conversation a little bit later. A few other fun things we want to throw out there also because it's a Friday. We're getting ready for the holiday weekend. A lot of food talk earlier in the day. I loved it. You know, we always like to have those great conversations. We were talking about eggs before we got in here because I was telling Mike and Ty that I don't like potato salad. You don't need mayonnaise with potatoes. Just my opinion. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Got a lot to talk about. We're with you until 10 o'clock, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. Tyler Zuli is here. Shan, Mustafa, Nate, we all got you when we get back. Talking Simmons again. Another trade proposal out there. This one a rumor that the Sixers turned down right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
The Fanatic. 730-97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975, the 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by my great friends, the Grace Auto Group, for low mileage Acuras, Lexus, BMWs, and F-150s. Some very popular cars there. Visit graceautopa.com. They also have great Toyotas and Hondas. Grace Auto Group on Route 1 in Morrisville, PA, minutes from Northeast Philly and Trenton. 610-632-0975. Today's one of my favorite people, actors, writers, birthday. He's fantastic. Don't we have the music in the system somewhere too? I should have said this to Tyler. He didn't know. One of my favorite. That man's name is Larry David. My favorite show of all time, Seinfeld. And then he comes back with this, and it's fantastic. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David, genius. And he's super cool. You watch the show, and he's got these, like, khakis on or whatever. Khakis, not necessarily anything super dressy. But then he has these, like, sport coat blazers with a T-shirt. Just, you know, the sneakers he's wearing, he likes what he likes. Like, this dude is the coolest dude ever. Love Larry David. And it's his birthday today. So we're not going to do anything Curb versus Seinfeld. We did that already. And we yelled at Tyler because he doesn't watch Curb or Seinfeld.
Yeah, but I still picked one.
It doesn't count because you don't even watch it.
It's not like I've never seen episodes. I've watched quite a bit, and I'm out on Seinfeld.
All right, so
I'm less out on Curb. Like, if you're making me pick one, I'm taking Curb.
All right, so look, television, and I guess we're going to go more comedy, I guess. Television, movies. Larry David is like a quirky dude, right? He's genius. You've seen it, Tyler. You don't necessarily love it, but you've seen it.
I can appreciate it.
He puts himself in some weird spots, doesn't he? He's a quirky dude. He's a weird type of dude. We wanted to know, well, I want to know, because I'm throwing this on Tyler, and we're giving away these FanFest tickets tonight, four pairs on this Friday night. the weirdest, quirkiest characters in TV, film, whatever. And the four best ones, we're going to give you a pair of FanFest tickets. Is that fair, Todd? Can we do that?
You can give them out however you want.
Because look, even with Larry David, then you go Leon. The same cast. Tremendous.
So another just got to be TV.
Different type of dude. It could be movies.
Okay.
If you can find, let's say we go with Wedding Crashers. And you pull somebody out of that where it's Owen Wilson or Vince Vaughn or even Bradley Cooper.
It's funny you bring up Owen Wilson, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's in the new Marvel show, the new Loki show.
Oh, right, right, right.
It's weird seeing him as like a very serious character.
Well, he's done serious stuff.
Right. But like my mind immediately go, all I can think of is, weird. You know, wow.
Yeah.
You know, over and over and over again. And stuff like Wedding Crashers and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's done Marley and Me, and he's done serious stuff, right? But it's strange because it's very, his character is very, very serious.
Very, very serious. And Owen Wilson is a good actor, and you know we know his catalog and all the great things that he's done. But as we do this and we talk about movies, TV, whatever it is, you know, we can keep it wide range. Some of the more quirky, weirdest, funny, whatever type of characters as we give away these FanFest tickets. Want to give them to you. All right, is that fair? Can we do that with you all? 610-632-0975 as we talk about Simmons and all. So Ty, when they're ready for that, we can just put that out right up on there and we'll go from there. And we'll run those back and see what the people think and some of the best ones. And we know about the Seinfeld people. That's why we're talking about Larry David. Quirky type of guy. Same thing with some people from that one. There are a bunch. Sitcoms, comedies, even in some of like, right? Where you have a Marvel movie, right, Ty? And then there was a character in there. You go to Jurassic Park and you can say Jeff Goldblum was a weird type of dude. Whatever it might be. Throw it at us. Let's have some fun as we get ready for the holiday weekend. 610-632-0975. Like Owen Wilson when he was in Armageddon, right? Different types of dudes. Any type of thing. Let's do it. All right, let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975. Don't forget, Behind Enemy Lines with Owen Wilson. He was a serious dude, right? Serious. Got caught out there behind enemy territory. Got shot down. He had to fight his way out. I don't look at Owen Wilson and say, yeah, he's going to get out. He might make them laugh for a while, and then he's done. But serious. All right, let's go to the phones. And we're throwing it just to the people on the phones who've been waiting already, from Mustafa and Shan and Spider, OG, Nate, Evan, everybody there. I know we're throwing it on you, so if you have one and you want an opportunity to qualify for the tickets, we'll do so with you as well. Let's go to Mustafa and Darby here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mustafa.
What's up, Devon? How you doing?
What's going on, man?
I'm calling, man. And I would always listen to you, man. You guys got some good stuff, man. Always some good topics you talk about every day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, I honestly think Ben is knowledgeable. And before I even go any farther than that, you're not crazy. You're not crazy at all. I can understand your feelings and not, like, trusting him. Like, look, the trust for me is not there either. But I really think, I think he's honestly knowledgeable. But I think it takes a leader for on the team to do it. I mean, as... Do you enjoy him? Do you consider himself a leader?
He would say he is, but I don't think he is.
And that's the thing. Like, I hate to go back to the past, but you know when you see guys from the past, and I hate to bring up guys like I'll say with a modern time, like LeBron. Like you see LeBron out with his guys, and they work together. They figure things out, and they build a chemistry that's never been built because you have so many things going on between the pandemic. These guys have the injuries. I don't know if these guys have their own life to live, but I honestly think it's like a good person. Like, somebody like a good friend. Like, these guys, you know, you consider them your bros or whatever.
He was tight with he's tight with Tobias Harris on his own team.
Yeah, but, you know, I consider Ben and Joe the meat and potatoes of the team.
I agree.
And Tobias is like, you know, probably like the onions or something on top. But the thing is, like, if these guys, like, but we always talk about them two the most, and I think, like, you know, for Embiid to be like, you know, I did my job, you know, blah, 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 you know, I mean, we understand it, but for you to take that next level and want to be this MVP type of player, it takes you to talk to other guys and build them confidence up. I'm not saying that Ben need to be pampered, but somebody need to take him to the side, like, yo, let's get this together, because I'm tired of seeing Ben Simmons go out there, play with elite players like LeBron James and everything, pick up games, but you still see him missing layups and LeBron James cleaning up his trash. Like, no, you need to be out there with Joe. You guys are on your squad so y'all can build that chemistry. There's no camaraderie on this team. I mean, I don't have to be there or be with them 24/7 to understand it. I mean, of course, I know these guys are all cool, but at the end of the day, is there any real, like, bond to the point where if you don't have to defend this man, you can just say your piece and keep it moving, but at the end of the day, we need you guys to, like, really get together. Like, because I hate when, back then, when Sean Andrews, like, great guy, and, you know, he was great on the line, and just to see that him go through the things he went through, I don't feel as though anybody was there for him. I mean, mental issues are a problem, and, like, it's really not something to, like, look over or just to say, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, sometimes it just takes somebody just to hear you out and then just be there for them, and, like, that could probably build somebody's confidence. I'm not saying Ben has to shoot. Just like, oh, you can be right here. I can feed you this. I can feed you here. Like, you know, you don't always have to be an assist guy. You can be the guy catching assists to get extra points.
And I hear all of that, Mustafa. They've had some veterans on this team from J.J. Redick. I understand he didn't get along with Jimmy Butler, but he did with J.J. Redick. Now you can talk about Tobias Harris and the fact that they've been there. And even to your point of extending it to LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, all of these names that we know that he's tight with, why is it going to happen now? And I just don't believe that it's going to. And also, and I'll give you this one too, Mustafa, before you go, and maybe you have one for us now. We sprung this on you about the characters. Game 7 of Toronto Raptors didn't do anything for him, punch him in the gut to open his eyes with that stuff. You had an opportunity, and that slipped. You were in the Game 7 again. You had an opportunity, and you folded. I can't trust that any longer, man. I can't.
Oh, no, I understand you. I just would hate to see him go somewhere else. Trust me, I would love to. You know,
I'm with you, but how long? So we wait one more time, and then he doesn't do it again, and then we're like, all right, finally. So how many times are we going to wait until we say, all right, finally? My finally is hit.
I know, but look how long we waited for the man to try to get us to the promised land. I mean, he finally get there, and he choked. Like, so, I mean, it's just a proud and silly, man. I love every team in this city. Like, you could be a strap box champion. I'm going to support you. Like, I just love this city, and I just love the people who want to, like, you know, represent us. But it just seems like, damn, like, it just seems like there's never been, like that type of team camaraderie, that type of bonding. Like, you know, when AI was
a one-man show. But, yeah, Mustafa, you're right. That's their fault, not ours. So,
right. So
now I'm like, all right, I had enough. Let's try to get this thing together. All right, man, do you have a character for us for an opportunity at the Fan Fest tickets?
You know what? You hit white on one. What's the one with the Wedding Crasher? The Hangover. That the dude Zach. He's a weird dude. He always be having the pills and everything.
I know you saw Zach Galifianakis.
Yes, he's a weird one, man. Especially when he played in that movie with Robert Downey Jr. too. I think he's a very odd character, but he's funny as crap, but he's very odd.
Nah, listen. So look, man. We'll definitely. His name was Alan in the movie. Zach Galifianakis, and he was a classic character. Definitely odd, Mustafa. Thanks, man. Hang on. Well, I love that one because that's exactly what we're asking for, something like that, out of the box. Not really out of the box, something that maybe stands out, something that maybe doesn't. But Larry David, his birthday is today, and as the weird a character it is, and the fact that George Costanza, right, is basically based off of him, Larry David turned 74 today. I think he's one of the coolest dudes out there, man, and the t-shirts, the blazers, sport coat, whatever it might be with the sneakers. This is a cool dude. He is who he is. He is who he is. And I love it. And it's given me Seinfeld, many a laughs. And then he follows it up with Curb, more laughs since 2000. You think about that with Curb too. It's been going. Curb has been rolling for a while. Because of that man, since 2000. Let's go back to the phones. What was I about to say? I wanted to say something that Mustafa was talking about about, well, it was more about, obviously it's about Simmons and how long are we supposed to wait? And all these people talking to him, even his own camp. But we don't even know what his camp is telling him, so it's tough. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Shannon in Georgia, checking in with us here tonight. Shannon, what's going on?
Hey, doing well, guys. Good to talk to you again.
You too, as always.
Just real quick, kind of what I like and don't like about Brogdon, and I guess what I would do if I was GM. What I like about Brogdon is I'm just happy that we are talking about a guy, you know, at the caliber of player that Marcus Brogdon is. I'm just happy that a team out there is willing to give somebody away so talented for Ben Simmons, because that gives me hope. Because I, you know, from talking to you in the past, I really don't think teams are going to be willing to give much for a guy on a max contract with a, let's just say, possibly a mental block or with limited offensive skills, you know, when we're dealing with basketball games that now, you know, scoring 120, 130 points a game. What I don't like about Brogdon is I don't want another younger point guard. If anything, if we brought in an older point guard to work with Maxey, I'd be excited about that. I think Maxey is either 19 or 20 with a great work ethic, great attitude, great athleticism, good size. I'd like to see the team kind of invest a little time and maybe resources in Maxey, because I think he's got the mindset where he will develop his game, you know, more than what it is right now.
Well, as far as Brogdon, again, I'm a Malcolm Brogdon guy, just watching him since college, and we've seen what he's done in the pros so far. He has good size and those things. He was a senior coming out of UVA, and he's been in the league for about, he was the same draft actually as Ben Simmons. So
absolutely,
with him, you figure he's 25, 26 years of age now. So while he is young, he's been around the league. He's seen a lot of things. So I get your point. But I do think he qualifies at this point for a young veteran point guard where that can work. And with that size, he could work on the floor with Maxey, with Seth Curry, and hopefully if they get another wing, that kind of makes up for a lot of things. So I do want one more piece with it, with that draft pick as well. But like I said, I'm so far removed at this point from Simmons that I'm ready to do that. But let me ask you this too, Shan. Do you feel like this, with them rejecting the offer, if you believe that the offer was made, them rejecting the offer, this being the starting point, do you believe that they can get a better offer?
I think Morley is kind of holding out for that superstar that wants to leave, where they may be able to get on a discount. I mean, you know, if they can get, I mean, you look at some of the players that have been traded now. I mean, some of your best players in the league have been traded for some, you know, for less than their value because they wanted to leave. And so I think Morley is holding, and I would too. I think he's holding out for a situation like that. But in all reality, I just don't see enough guys out there willing to do that. I don't see a guy like a Damian Lillard who is a West Coast guy. And at the level of player he is, he's going to have some say of where he's going to go. And I'm not sure that Philadelphia, would be on his radar.
Okay. No, I hear you on that one, man. And Shan, I know you're in Georgia right now, but did you want to participate in the game with us here tonight?
If you were talking about quirky guys, you know what? I'm horrible with names, but there's two guys. First of all, King of Queens, Kevin's father-in-law. Love him. It's definitely worth the whole show just watching him.
Arthur Spooner.
Oh, God, I love him to death. Fantastic. Rest his soul. The other quirky guy I can think of, I'm horrible with names once again, but the show Black-ish, Chris Anderson's co-worker, the guy with the crazy eyes. You talk about quirky and hilarious. I mean, he gets me every time he's on screen. So I think he also does a lot of commercials right now. I can't remember the actor's name. He's a comedian, but he's fantastic.
Oh, I know you're talking about, because I was watching this with one of my close friends. We were watching Deion Cole, his actual name, Deion Cole. He does the Old Spice commercials that he does?
Yeah,
he has a great stand-up on Netflix, by the way. You should check it out. It's fantastic.
I'll check it out. Very quirky, very unique. I like his humor. Really good.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Shan. So he went with Deion Cole from Black-ish, and he said, who did he say before that? Oh, darn it.
It was
Arthur Spooner.
Arthur Spooner.
Yeah.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Jerry Stiller. Yes, rest in peace, as he said. But look, again, I mean, look, this is where we're going to be with Simmons. It's just where it's going to be. And again, have a great weekend. Shan, have a great holiday weekend. Be safe, man. This is where we're going to be with this conversation, where you talk about, you're going to look at these players. And if you believe that that's the starting point, which it might be, whether it's the Sixers leaking that news or somewhere else, that do you believe you can hold out for something better? I don't know that you're going to get that anything better. I don't know. I mean, look, but I don't know who's available. Malcolm Brogdon was said to be available at the trade deadline. They now have a new coach. How do we know that Rick Carlisle wants anything to do with Ben Simmons? How do we know? How do we know that he doesn't want to keep Malcolm Brogdon? I don't know how much of a voice he has, but if they just brought him back in, he looks at the roster and he might say, I want this, I want that, I don't want this, I don't want that. Kevin Pritchard then has to decide together with their whole front office plus Carlisle what they want to do. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that you're going to get anything better. Yes, players pop up out of nowhere and they want out and all this stuff. You're right. Could you use them in a sign and trade? Potentially. Kyle Lowry, if you want to leave and he doesn't go to Miami, doesn't go to Los Angeles, doesn't want to stay in Toronto, but wants to come to Philadelphia, do you have to execute a sign and trade to give him 3 years and over close to $30 million that he's going to want on his deal? Well, you're going to have to make the money match. They're not going to take Tobias Harris back. Do they want Simmons with Van Vliet? Is that a right pairing with Siakam? So on and so forth. And they have the number four. The number four overall pick in this year's draft. It's going to be interesting. But I'm not mad at the Malcolm Brogdon trade, which is where we're starting and letting people know. People are going to disagree with me. That's why we're talking about it, having the conversation. I'm good with that starting point, and I would just say, give me something else, and you got a deal. 610-632-0975, Spider in South Philly. What's up, Spider? Yo, Spider.
Yo, my fault. I had the phone on mute.
All good, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. It's a beautiful day out here. Just listening to you guys, and so... Is that a rumor or is it true that the Sixers turned that deal down? That true?
Well, it was reported from Bleacher Report. Jason Dumas has been plugged in before with some news that has been broken, and he has some feelers out there on things. So, I mean, these are the things that we're going to start to hear. He felt comfortable enough to put that out there. So if that's the case, then that's where we're going to go with it.
Listen, man, if that's true, I got no more faith in this front office, this organization, man. Because I love Brogdon. He's a player, man. And get their first round pick, too, which I know will be good.
13 overall. Like
it'd be this year joint, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, give me that, man. I don't got no faith in these guys no more, man. I'm sorry. Like, like I told you before, I don't trust Doc. I don't trust Daryl Morey. And from all the information and all the little stories that's coming out now from you guys at the station and other Philly reporters about the Sixers and 2-5 situation from years past, like, it's no trust there for me anymore. I just don't think these guys will pull it off. We're about to waste the best years of MB's life, of his ball career, and I don't see us getting past the second round anymore, especially with this incompetence that's going on. Like, I just can't believe. Like, do they really believe they're going to get something better than that? If they really holding out for that, like, I don't – like, what are they thinking about, man? You know you got a player here that people are not giving you anything for.
Star guard. That's what we heard yesterday. Star guard.
They blowing smoke up people as you know what, man. And listen – we know the truth, man. They're not getting anything. If a trade happens, we're not going to like it. I don't believe they turned that trade down because I don't even believe Pacers would give them that much for 2-5, man. I don't believe that trade. We're going to hear a bunch of stuff that the Sixers turned down. And you know what I think going to be happening? They're going to be the ones putting that out there. I think they're going to be the ones putting, we turned down such and such. People ain't trying to trade y'all them good players for him. They not dumb like y'all.
Yeah. Well, again, man, that's something that's out there, and that's why we're throwing it at you guys. Spider, do you have a quirky character from television or film?
a quirky character.
We have four pairs of tickets we're giving away. Larry David turns 74 today. He's one of the best. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David. Listen, my guy that I'm about to say, I don't think people are going to like what I'm about to say. Well, probably black people only. Kramer, bro. I understand what he did at his comedy show and everything, but he's one of the best characters, quirky characters in television history, man.
Nah, he is, man.
Listen, he is.
You calling it like it is. Hang on, Spike. You definitely enjoy your weekend, man. Happy holidays to you. When Tyler will take down the information, and we'll make a decision. If you throw one at us that Tyler's like, all right, that's enough. That tickets right away, done. And we'll do that. Until then, put you on hold. We take down the information and we qualify you, and then we'll choose the four best. 610-632-0975. All right, Evan, Reynolds, Nate, Darren, Marcus, and one open phone line since we've gotten underway. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock on this Friday night as we get ready for the holiday weekend right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Eight o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic on this Friday night. Hopefully everybody's having a safe night as you start off your holiday weekend. You're probably in the car as well, heading down to the shore. Hope we're entertaining you. I know we're talking about Ben Simmons again. It's not our fault. A trade rumor out there, well, a rumor about a trade being rejected this time early in the process here with the 76ers and the Indiana Pacers, reported by Bleacher Report, where Jason Dumas says that the Philadelphia 76ers have rejected a trade offer from the Pacers involving a first-round pick and Malcolm Brogdon. Now, I know it's just Malcolm Brogdon and a first-round pick, but like I said, I'm so down on him. And this is no knock against Malcolm Brogdon, because if you've heard before, and I've said it here tonight, I'm a fan, and I have been. Watched him at UVA and thought that he was a solid player, wanted the Sixers to take him in the draft. They did not. They decided on it, and they didn't do it, and I thought that that was the wrong choice, because in that draft that year, which was Ben Simmons' draft in 2016, they also selected at 24 and 26, we know now, Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot and Furkan Korkmaz. I think Malcolm Brogdon is better than both. That being said, available right now, potentially, and that is the offer, if that's the floor, you may be able to get something better. I'm not very confident in that, but that's why I'm not doing the job that Morey and Brand are doing. They rejected it. They had their reasons. It's very early in the process here of these discussions, and they might feel, well, clearly they feel that they can do something better than just Brogdon and a pick. I don't know if it was sweetened by Indiana that the Sixers would be okay with Brogdon. I don't know. I don't know that for sure. But we will find out. We will find out. Would you have made that move? At least as the starting point, would you listen to Kevin Pritchard when he's throwing that at you? Me? Yes. Tyler?
Yes, but not right away. Because of something that you said earlier that makes me, I guess, a little bit excited as a Sixers fan. And that's, if that's the starting point, and I don't know.
And you're saying the starting point because that's a pretty good starting point?
That's a really good starting
point.
All right,
okay.
You're getting yourself somebody, I mean, borderline all-star, right? He and Tobias were, they were the last two that missed, right?
And this is 2 years in a row for
yes.
him.
Yes. Right. So, very borderline all-star. And a top, you know, and a lottery selection. I'm not in on, like, if that's the best you get, I'm taking that deal. But if that is the beginning, that's the baseline deal to get you started. As things progress, I have to assume that something better is coming. And if something better than that is coming, I'm starting to feel really good about the value of Ben Simmons.
I don't know. I don't know.
See, I don't think that would be, like, you're probably right.
I don't know.
Like, in
That's
totality.
We don't know. We have no idea.
But why would that be the first offer they made, right? You're going to start with like...
Allegedly.
Right. Of course, this is all hypothetical. But
sure.
Like, if I were to come to you and you and I were making a deal, and let's say I'm Indiana and you're the Sixers, the first thing I'm going to throw at you is the first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be realistic, right? It can't be, I'll give you a 2027 second round pick. Like, Daryl Morey's just going to be like, you're an idiot. Goodbye, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to start realistically, and it's probably the first round pick. And Daryl Morey smartly would go, no.
No, thank you.
That being the starting point, adding a near all-star makes me think that the value's higher. I don't know how much higher, but a little bit.
I guess. I'm only saying, well, number one, none of us know what the value of Ben Simmons is right now. We have no idea. So, well, with that, maybe it is something better out there. I've talked about it since we started discussing this after the season, that the draft is a big point as well, where draft picks might be involved. Teams might now at that point feel good about themselves, where they can move and do what they need to do during the draft, where conversations are being had, like heavy conversations. And maybe that's something that they do. Maybe that's something that they do. But if this is the starting point, it's a very good starting point, as Tyler said. But how do we know it's going to get any further than that? What is
this? We don't.
What are the other ones that are better? So before we get to the phone calls, because I want to ask these folks this too, the proposals that we talked about on Wednesday and Thursday, Russell Westbrook in the 15 for Simmons and Hill, which is better? Sexton Love in the future first round pick for Simmons, which is better?
So I would rank them. I would probably rank them Cleveland. No, I'd probably rank them Indiana, Cleveland, Washington.
And I would go Indiana, Washington, Cleveland. But either way, I have Indiana first.
Yeah, me too.
With this offer that was rejected by the Sixers.
It's a good offer. Especially when the perceived value is low.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, it's kind of like a staring contest, right?
Yeah.
First one to blink loses.
Yep.
So first one to blink in a trade, is going to get beat. Okay. It's why trading with Danny Ainge is so hard for so long, because he's so stubborn that, he always felt like he had to get the better deal. And sometimes it was to the detriment of his own team.
That's why I felt if the Sixers wanted Jason Tatum and they changed their mind after agreeing to trade and taking Markelle Fultz.
You just take him. Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right.
Oh, you mad at me? Okay, cool.
Darn.
I don't care.
Sorry.
We don't have to trade with one another anymore. So what?
Your division rival.
I just got who I wanted, and we're going to the finals. How about
you
that? You deal with it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nate now, right? We're going to Nate. Let's go to Nate here on 97.5, the Fanatic, checking in on this holiday weekend, this Friday night.
Hey.
Nate, how you doing, man? Happy 4th of July weekend to you, man.
Hello, Devon. Happy holidays to you.
How's everything going, man?
Man, it's going great. Well, my prediction in the West already came through, and I love you for that. And I got something to say about that later on.
I didn't do anything. I didn't make a shot.
You got bloodline in there.
Yeah, well, that is true.
And I got to tell you something else. Is okay, so I'm going to jump to that point first then. You see the hunger. That's a Philadelphia player right there, man. Bridges, you see the hunger in him, the rawness. The enthusiasm. We got on the other end, we got Ben Simmons, man. He a penthouse person. And you can see it. You can see the difference.
I appreciate
so
that.
I'm with you.
Listen, hey, that hunger that he has, he's got his, my cousin, his dad, you know what I'm saying? So
say it well.
That,
we talk about
his
the
mom,
streets of
yeah.
Philadelphia, the streets of South Philly, ball player getting elbow blipped, get your lip bloodied up, talking smack. I mean, that young man over in Phoenix right now, man, has blossomed even more than I ever expected him. And I see in his eyes the love of the game.
Well, let's get four more.
Is a different person. So I would get rid of him. That's my number one thing. He's gone anywhere. I'm going to tell you, that manager's going to get rid of him. And at the end of this thing, I want to tell you, I love you, Devon. But here's my actor, Devon. He's the number one. He's going to win this contest. His name is Rick Morantis. He played on Little Shop of Horrors and Streets of Fire.
Hey.
You can't get more nerdier than that.
Hey, you can't. No, he was nerdy in the Ghostbusters. He was. He was nerdy in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when he's shrinking. He's shrinking human beings. That's a great one, Nate. So hang on, man.
Give it to me.
Oh, man. Let's see what Tyler thinks about that one. Hang on, Nate, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's see what qualifies. Rick Moranis, fantastic. He was also nuts in Spaceballs, one of my favorite movies. I love Spaceballs. And Nate, you hung up, man. You hung up. We put you on hold. Oh, if you call back, man, we'll try to get the information. Yeah, I'm a Rick Moranis fan. Ghostbusters, Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, all that stuff. Great stuff. I love it. Love it. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Evan in Frankfurt here on this Friday night. Ev, how you doing?
What's up, Devon?
What's going on?
I think the Brogdon trade is a good start, but we can't settle for that. I think any trade right now you're selling for pennies on the dollars, I think.
So you think you get a better offer, okay.
No, I don't. Not right now. I think we can't trade him right now. I mean, I know I'm in the minority, but we're letting our frustration speak right now. Mm. I don't think we're a drastic move away. I think we're a real move away.
Is he the piece to get you that real move?
He could be the piece, but like everybody that's in the conversation, Sexton, Westbrook. I don't want Westbrook at all. I respect your opinion, but I don't know.
Hey, we can like I said, I know we are all going to disagree on a lot of these, so that's fine.
Right, but like, so the Sextons, the Levines, they're not putting us over the top. I don't think we even need to make a trade, like a drastic trade. We need a small move like that Seth Curry move. That was a small move that put us a little bit over the top. We need a little move like that. We need, I think, more realistically and more importantly, we need to upgrade that Danny Green starting position. Whoever that other fifth starter is, still re-sign Danny Green, have him come off the bench, have Keith, have Thibault. All these young guys are going to be a little bit better. Ben's gone. He can't get any worse.
So I think I saw a report earlier, Keith Pompey, I think, and I had to double check on it. I'm saying it because it was on social media and they tagged Keith that he doesn't think Danny Green is going to return. So we'll see.
That's all right. I mean, he's good with the spacing, but we need to upgrade the Korkmaz position off the bench and the Danny Green position. Oh, I thought Danny Green could upgrade Korkmaz off the bench, but that fifth starter is more, I think, key and more important and more realistically than trading Ben. Ben, he's frustrating, but he is what he is, and he is valuable, and he does bring something to the team, but we need a scorer, a ball handler, a guard that can create his own shot in the fourth quarter 100%.
I agree with that. And also the reports the other day coming out of the Ringer saying that they spoke to some people in the league and the Sixers are, quote, looking for a star guard. And no joke. We knew that already. They've been Kyle Lowry, James Harden. You went out there and you got yourself Jimmy Butler a couple of years ago, right? They're looking for a star guard to go with this team. That's not breaking news. We know that. So who knows? Yes, it might be Kyle Lowry this offseason. It could be someone else. Zach LaVine was in the conversation, although I don't think that's going to happen. And I certainly don't think it's going to be Damian Lillard. I don't think he's going anywhere. I just look at this one, man, and I'm just fed up with him. So I don't think it's more of a raw emotion for me because I have been a supporter. I backed him. I've seen what I've seen. I know what I've seen. And I just think that it's going to be hard for him to come back here, regain the trust of his team, number one. And also from his fan base. I think it's too far gone for him. I really do. But listen, man, have you got anything for what we're throwing out there for some FanFest tickets?
You can just end the contest right now, Mr. Bean.
Tyler, we got it. Put him hold or right away. But all right, we put Ev. Put you on hold right now, man. Don't hang up.
Oh, that's crazy.
Tyler's the judge here. And he said, hang on, my man. Hang on, Ev. Great stuff. And I understand where he's coming from as well, where you don't sell, as he said, pennies on the dollar for Ben Simmons. I think I'm using my head here. I think I am. Especially someone who's backed this guy. we're all unclear on what the return could be. A lot of people are going to say, no, you don't make that trade. Others are going to say, yes, you do it. It's time. It's time to talk to Reynolds as we go to North Carolina here on this Friday night. Reynolds.
Hey, DeBond.
What's going on? I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Hey, first of all, props to Mikhail, man.
Thank you.
Totally stoked for that guy. It's just hard to believe. I'm like, wow, he's starting and he's producing. So it's amazing.
Thank you, man. Four more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, there's a lot going on. First of all, I've always been a big Ben supporter. I've been in the camp. You know, I'm seeing what everyone else is seeing. And, you know, I was always like, he's got the right coach. He's got a good team. We just need to give the guy time to develop and, you know, put the right voices around him. And you know, the thing I saw, Devon, during the year that really started frustrating me was, you know, people are talking about the mental side of his game. And that's kind of what I saw at times before it came to this point where, you know, halfway through the season, there'd be certain games where, you know, he would go and he'd get shut down maybe on a drive. And, you know, you could just see, like, I want to impose my will, and I just got shut down. And it's like that, he just would react.
He retreats. Yeah.
Well, to me, it would be like his anger would get the better of him, and he'd go at it the same exact drive, almost the set, you know, the next, you know, time down the court, and get stuffed again. And they're like, what are you doing? And he just saw this, like, just stubbornness. I mean, and I think that's part of who he is. I think he's just like, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do
it. Oh, well, you heard the audio, right? After after the game, and he was talking to D-Lineham post-game, and he said, I am who I am. It is what it is. It's hard to win in the NBA. What?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and absolutely it is. But there are times where he just go down there, and he's just like, man, this guy's stubborn. And Tyler said it a little while ago. He said, you know, in regards to something else, but it's perfectly phrased, stubborn to the detriment of the team. And
selfish.
Selfish, stubborn. In my estimation, you know, he just would try to just make something happen. And I almost looked at him like, what are you doing? I almost like could see like that little kid on the court who just like, I want to have my way, and I'm just going to play it my game, and it's going to go this way, and I don't care. And then you sit there and you're like, well, you're not really playing team ball. But hey, here's another thing. I was listening to before he picked up my call, and I heard Spider talking, and I hear that guy a lot. He's always making really great points. In my response, you know, we can't give up on Daryl Morey. He's given us no reason to distrust the fact that he has what I think, you know, until he shows that he has the inability, we got to assume he has the ability to pull this thing through.
And yeah, his first offseason, he and Elton Brand, after looking at the team, they rushed back because of the pandemic. Starting the season, this is his first off season, so I want to see what he and Brand come up with to fix this team.
Absolutely, and the positive is this: we're seeing wheels turn. Whereas we'll look at the Phillies, and we're halfway through the summer, we're like, "Where are you guys? What are you doing?" We're about to step into like a point where like everyone's seized up, and you know there are no options. And we know that he's from get go jump start. You know he's got the wheels turning. He's putting the irons in the fire, and I am impressed that he is trying to, in his experience, probably get the most out of what he has and not just, you know, get a minimal offer. And maybe he will get more, but we know this. It's not like that offer is also going to disappear.
I hear you. It might if somebody else jumps on it. And again, we see things happen a lot during the trade deadline. Reynolds, do you have a character? Well, you're in North Carolina, so you probably, but give us a character anyway.
What do you mean? I got okay.
Would you come up with Fan Fest?
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. Yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to. Although I get up there pretty frequently. John Cleese. You know, geez, Fawlty Towers, Fish Called Wanda, a lot of different movies. Pretty funny guy.
That's pretty good, man. Reynolds, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Take care, Devon. Thank you.
You as well. The stubbornness, the selfishness.
Isn't John Cleese Monty Python too?
Is he? Is he in my
thought? So
okay.
By the way, Nate called back. We got him. We got him in the drawing.
Got him in
called
the
right away.
All right, got him.
So
in the
he told me to tell you. So I got to pass that along.
All right, cool. Thanks, Nate. Really appreciate it. Again, enjoy the weekend and good luck. Maybe we'll see you at FanFest once again because it's the return. 97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest, Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. You want to be there, right? FanFest 2021 is a free event, but you will need a ticket to attend. Keep listening for ticket giveaways like tonight and more special announcements presented by FanDuel Sportsbook and Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia, the official hotel partner and after party of 97.5 The Fanatics FanFest 2021. You must be 21 to enter FanFest. 610-632-0975. Here's one for you as I look along my Twitter line here, my timeline. 95.7 The Game Radio in San Francisco, Golden State, wherever it is. Here's a quote from Michael Wilbon of ESPN, who does some of the NBA coverage. Pardon the interruption. He's on the radio. Here's a quote. If I'm the Golden State Warriors, I would want Ben Simmons. There's still greatness in him. Why do I count? Who do I count on to get it out of him? I've got Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, and the greatest resources to turn him back to where he was before this year. Okay, cool. What's the return? Because if you're talking about the resources of those two, then the players, Draymond Green, Seth Curry, Klay Thompson, that leaves Andrew Wiggins. I don't want a package involving Andrew Wiggins. And I get the Golden State Warriors. Well, see, that's the thing. Now I might be talking out of both sides of my mouth. If they gave you Andrew Wiggins and those two picks in that draft, in this draft upcoming, would you do it? Think about where the draft is.
They're at 7.
They are at 7 and 14.
Yeah, but I don't care about 14 as much as I care about 7.
Even though you can package those two together.
You would have to, because I don't know if there's 7 star caliber players in this draft.
Okay.
I think there's 5.
7 and 14, and you can use that as bait for something else. Would you do it with Andrew Wiggins?
I'd have to strongly consider it, probably.
Because of the draft picks?
I don't even necessarily love Wiggins.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's gross.
So that's a no.
I don't think. Yeah, I.
Draymond Green in there. You doing it?
So
it can't
Green,
be both.
Green and Wiggins,
nah,
or just
because
Draymond?
The money is just too much. You wouldn't be able to get that done. Green and the two first.
I'd probably do it for. How old's Draymond Green at this point? He's got to be 30.
Yeah, he was a senior.
I'd probably do it for Wiggins before I did it for Draymond.
Yeah,
Green.
As much as I love Green, I'm not trading Simmons for him, even with the draft picks. I can't do it. See? We're eliminating stuff.
I'm out, but it's hesitantly out.
You would think about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of the picks.
All right. Okay. All right. We're keeping this one going. 610-632-0975. Folks, hang on, Darren. You're starting us off. Then we get to Marcus Q. Marcella. As a character that we want to talk about. Alfonso Shock, we got you when we get back. 610-632-0975. You qualify for FanFest tickets Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. Make sure you be there. We're giving away tickets tonight.
Give me that phone to Vaughn Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
A28975 The Fanatic, Devon Given, 610-632-0975. As I'm looking at this place that brought in some... Did you see this? The food? Well, you saw it, right? The coleslaw that they dropped off? Oh, I know who this is. This is right there by the falls. Deke's Barbecue. I know where this is. Okay, I've never been there, but I know where it is. Spent many a time standing at the bus stop right there, going to Roxborough, especially in the cold with the water falling down, freezing. But they brought off and dropped off some potato salad for Mike and Ty and Connor, because they were talking about potato salad. And I'm out. So Ty, you enjoy it. They offered it to us, and I said no, thank you.
You said no to the eggs.
I don't like eggs. I don't like potato salad. I don't understand why you have to have mayonnaise with potatoes. I don't get it.
There's something else kind of big you're out on, and I forget what it is, food-wise. We've talked about it before, because you know mine's bacon. Mm-hmm. I'm out on bacon.
Yeah.
So, like, I never judge anybody if they're out on a food, because that's like...
Because bacon is...
That's like the most, the most, like, well-known breakfast food there is.
What is it? I'm trying... Now you have...
I'll have to think about it.
I have a list of things.
Yeah, I know it's something else big. Because I know that you and me and Joe Torti talked about it before. And I forget what it was.
Okay. All right. Well, if we think about it, we'll bring it up. But potato salad, no thank you. But, you know, fine place that they dropped off. Some great stuff. Tyler just tweeted it out. He said he's going to have... I mean, Tyrone just tweeted it out. Said he's going to have some this weekend. And they left some here for Tyler and everyone. And you guys enjoy it. 610-632-0975. Before we get to Darren, we got to get Marcel in here. Wanted to throw a character at us. How you doing? Marcella.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Can you turn that down in the back?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
It's down.
All right, thank you. So what do you have for us tonight?
Okay, the first pick I'm giving you is Laka, Andy Kaufman off of Taxi.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Now I'm going to change my second choice. The first one that I did pick was Lethal Weapon, and I said Griggs on Lethal Weapon, but I'm going to change that to Monk, Adrian Monk, the TV show Monk. I'm changing it.
Hey, Marcella, that's Tyler. They're both germaphobes. They like everything to be clean.
Both of them, yes. My husband is driving, or he would have talked to you more, but I had to give you those two.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. That's just you, man.
Well, that's absolutely me.
Yeah.
That was me before COVID.
Yeah.
Now it's me definitely now.
No question about it. Got the wipes in there and everything. And I don't blame you.
Well, you know, like obviously COVID protocols are lifting a little bit and things are have been really trending in the right direction. And I'm still going to clean my stuff, you know? And the thing is, like, I just don't want to get sick. I don't want to get anybody else sick. I'm just going to clean my stuff. I don't mind bringing my own in. That's fine.
And I still have my stuff to clean here, too. So, but you're a monk.
Yeah,
so.
Quick. That's all right. Quick wipe down of everything.
It's not a bad thing. It's good for the next person to step in.
That's the thing. We all share the same board and the same microphone.
And by the way, you're back tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Yes, I'll be in for Tyrone, who is off this weekend.
Well, make sure you listen. Was it D.N. Joe tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, D.N. Joe tomorrow morning. Make sure you listen to my folks starting at 6 a.m. and then Tyler as well. Let's go back to the phones. Darren in Upper Darby. Darren.
Hey, what's up, Devon? What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? What's going on, D? How you feel?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. Long time listener, first time caller, man. Really, really enjoy your show, brother.
Thank you. Really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
As far as the Sixers, man, I really don't mind the Malcolm Brogdon trade, but I just wanted to, like the brother Spider, he was a little hyped up about the direction that we're going in. Mm-hmm. I think we got to be patient, man, because for the first time since we had Larry Brown and a good front office, you know, Maury and Doc Rivers and the solid bench that we have as far as coaching staff, I'm encouraged. And on draft night, nobody saw that Seth Curry move coming. Nobody saw
great move.
Al Horford's contract getting unloaded. So I think we can look up as far as getting a good deal done for Ben. But I do get being a good businessman, like Tyler said, as far as like not jumping at the first offer, but Malcolm Brogdon, man, he's a good player on both ends of the floor.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Defensively, he may not be Ben Simmons, but he's a really good defender on the perimeter. He's improved his outside shooting. We know what he does as a guard. He was supposed to be a combo type of guard. He can do both. And I'm looking at that one, and I say that I'm with it. And as far as the patience goes, where you're talking about, because of the new regime with Maury, with Brand, and then Rivers and his coaching staff, I mean, I don't know how much longer we have to wait going through the rebuild and then now changing from from Brown, and it's not even just Brown and going into this situation. It's Simmons, where we've seen what we've seen for all these years.
Right.
And I was supporting him, but now he's lost me. He's lost me.
He got to go, man. He got to go. I mean, God bless him, you know, but I think he's more concerned about being a pretty boy and about the limelight as far as, like, you know, sunny California and, you know, being an e-gamer and all those things. And I don't think he puts that same energy into getting himself better. He pretty much falls back on his God-given talent.
Well, listen, man, I hope they find something that they like. I like this one, and we'll see where it goes from here. Do you have a character for us, Darren?
Most definitely, man.
All right, we want to see you at FanFest, man. Give us one.
I do too, man. I got a guy who's been quirky in about four movies. He was Michael Gary Scott in The Office. Steve Carell. He was quirky in The Office. He was quirky in Anchorman as Brick. He was quirky in Dinner for Schmucks. And the 40-year-old version as well.
Well, listen, Darren, first time talking to us, but great that you've been listening for some time, because you just won a pair of our FanFest tickets. We'll see you on Saturday, September 18th,
with
the great Steve Carell. Thanks, man. Hang on. Tyler's going to take down your information. Steve Carell, classic. Even so much that my younger daughter, she's 14 now, my deuce, she loves The Office, and part of the reason is him, right? Then you go to Anchorman, where that dude is just out of control as Brick. Out of control. Out of control. Great one by Darren to give us that one. So we have three remaining pairs of tickets to give away on this Friday night to join us at FanFest 2021, Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. You have to be, of course, 21 to enter FanFest. Tickets are free. It's a free event, but you need a ticket. And the only way to get that is through us, by ticket giveaways and more special announcements that's on the air, whether it's online, a ticket raid that we've done in the past. I'm sure we'll do those as well. So we want to see you there. It is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook and Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia, which is the official hotel partner and after party of 97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest 2021. Let's head to Southwest. Marcus here on The Fanatic. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Now, I want to start off, I don't want to get you mad, bro.
Don't get me mad, it's all good.
I grew up a Lakers fan, bro. I'm from Southwest all day, but I'm a Lakers fan. You know what I mean?
Well, at least explain yourself.
I just was about to tell you. That's because since I've been old enough to understand basketball, the Sixers front office has been making the dumbest moves in the league, if you ask me. They trade away a person who is just about to be the man, and as soon as they go somewhere else, that's what happens. They the man.
So so you think Simmons is just about to be the man?
I don't know. I don't know. Now, that's one of my points that I was calling you for, but before I make that point, I have to say, the Sixers passed on your cousin, correct?
They drafted him, and they traded him. And he's getting ready for game one of the finals starting next week.
Now, if he was on the Sixers right now with Ben Simmons, with Embiid, he would be a prime player for them.
Yeah, I think he would be starting, yep.
And I think he would be the one to push them over the edge to get to the finals.
Listen, I thought it was a good spot for him when they drafted him. I was thrilled. The family was thrilled. He was excited to stay home and play.
Right.
And they moved
That's
him
where
on.
He wanted
and
to
actually,
go.
You know what now, Mark? He's in a great situation, clearly, because he's playing for the championship. So
right.
You know, that's something that they simply have to live with that one.
Now, Ben Simmons, I've been playing ball all my life. You know what I mean? My uncles have played. I played a little in school and all that. But talking to guys about basketball, Ben Simmons makes me now question my basketball knowledge,
But I've been backing this dude, like, LeBron, he's going to be the next LeBron in a couple years. Like, just give him a shot, you know what I mean? And it hasn't panned out.
It has not. And I was right there with you. I felt the same way, that he would be a fantastic player in this league. And what, look, he is. He is. But he came up short in a big way, and it's too many times now. He showed me that I can no longer trust him. He has to, if he stays, I have no choice but to watch them and see what he does. But I'm so past Marcus the regular season anymore.
Right.
That's expected. You know, the 50 wins, the defense, we know that. But I need more now. And you came up small in the big spot. And if they're going to be a perennial playoff contender, he needs to elevate things. And why am I to believe that that's what he's going to do?
Right.
I don't. And I'm not going to apologize for it after backing him all this time. I'm not.
Yeah, don't. I'm not either.
Yep, absolutely. Well, listen, man, you want to see if you can qualify for these tickets?
I do. I'm kind of torn on two people, but...
But you got to give one, so you got to pick the right one, Mark.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give it a shot. My man, Woody Harrelson.
And which... I think I know where you're going.
Woody on Zombieland, Tallahassee. He's the man, bro.
He
I don't
is.
Know if you've seen that one.
Oh, I seen both of them.
And then he's not really quirky, but he is on No Country for Old Men. That's a more serious role, but he's still, you know, got his Shane persona to him.
All right, well, we're going to put you on hold, Mark, and Tyler's going to put you in the mix. I actually thought you were going to add in Cheers as part of his
Without a doubt.
See, yeah, hang on, man. Yeah, absolutely. Got to go.
He also got traded for a washing machine in semi-pro. Listen, we had a need for a washing machine. Ours worked, but I saw this trade. I had to pull the trigger.
Oh,
that's how they got Monix.
Oh, man, that's classic stuff. Classic stuff. Classic stuff. All right. It's 610-632-0975. Oh. Pretty good. Let's go back. Let's keep it going. Center City, our brother Q here on the Fanatic. Q.
Devon, what's going on, homie?
What's up, man?
You killed me with the, it's funny, man. I love potato salad, right?
Yeah.
But the way you put it, potatoes with mayo, it just sound bad. It just sound bad.
So when we
were, potato salad, bro.
When we were crossing over with Mike and Ty, we were talking about this in Connor. And I was like, I don't like it. Why do you have to mix the two? They were like, you don't like mayonnaise? And I'm like, no, I'm fine with mayonnaise. I get it on my cheesesteaks. I have it on my burgers, whatever we need to do. My sandwiches, why do they have to mix it with potatoes?
I don't know why, but it's delicious. It's kind of like when I first heard it, I thought of Westbrook and his peanut butter don't go with chocolate. I'm like, but I can't think of another way other than potato salad where potatoes and mayo go together. So I kind of get you.
There's
but
only one way, I guess, is that way. But you can have my portion because I'm not eating it.
Now this is the thing, Devon, with Ben Simmons and that Brogdon tree.
Uh huh.
I mean, if that's our starting point, I think that's really great, and that's telling for us.
But again, why do we know that that's the starting point and it's going to go up for that? How do we know the starting point is that and then it goes down? How do we know?
Well, this is the thing. The kind of talent that I believe Ben Simmons is in the arrogance of NBA executives. Let's talk about their arrogance. Everybody thinks they can fix that.
They believe
player.
They can fix anything.
I'm telling you, like, so I'm quite sure it's 30... I'm pretty sure there's a lot of different GMs, coaches who think we just got it wrong. You know, they don't know what we're doing with Ben Simmons. He's great, you know? Like, so with that alone, we got to play on. And for two, we got Daryl Morey. He might be like one of the biggest in the NBA willing and dealers. Like, so why bite on the, like, you know, I can't believe that it's going to go down. I'm sorry, I can't.
I mean,
for my eye test, Ben Simmons, it seems that it's a couple tweaks and we're there, but us as Philadelphia 76ers fans, we know better. But I'm talking about to the pundits. I'm quite sure they think it's a tweet,
yeah.
A conversation, you know, and this great 6'10 do-it-all player going to emerge. So I think we're going to get better, way better offers.
See, okay. I mean, and again, I agree with you where you feel the same way as I when these executives have egos and they think they can turn anything back into gold. And I just told you what Michael Wilbon said in the quote on radio out there in San Francisco. And he said that they have the right core of people there. Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, the players to turn him back into the player that he was. How do we know that? How do we know that? As much as we sit here and we lean on all this stuff, if he comes back, man, what is he going to show us any differently in the regular season? That he's going to shoot, maybe be aggressive, give free throw percentage is better? What?
You're absolutely right, Devon, but like I think we got I said, Daryl Morey. Like, this is what he do, right? Ain't this what he does? Bring players here, make deals that we didn't see. This is the first time. I mean, what he did last year with Horford and all, I thought was genius. So we're going to see and lean on his specialties.
Okay. All right.
I got a character for you, too.
All right, let's get the character, man. Have you been? You've been to FanFest, right?
Yes, I've been a fan. Yeah. Look, I gotta go back this year.
You gotta go back. Yeah, Saturday before the home opener for the Birds. What you got?
Definitely, yes. This is a must do. So this is the thing. Mark Robin Williams. I see the guy that went with the Steve Carell. Like Robin Mork. Williams is the number one court actor.
From Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. You could go to anything else he's in.
Oh man. He was fantastic, of course. And of course. So listen, Q Tyler gave me the thumbs up. So you are the second automatic for a pair of tickets, man. Thanks, man. Hang on. We'll see you then. We'll talk to you before then, but we'll definitely see you there, man. Thanks, Q.
By the way.
Hold on, Q. Hang on.
We got that's our second one. We got two pairs left.
Yes.
In the last hour and 6 minutes or so, unless it's like something you and I would never have thought of, I got to say no more automatics because we got to give everybody an opportunity.
Okay, but do you have any that you felt like were automatics in these first 2 hours?
Just the two that we've given so far.
Those were the two blocks for sure.
I think so.
Actually,
there's one.
I actually have one more.
There's one actor left.
I'll tell you that
I'm shocked that no one has said, and I have a feeling you and I are thinking similar lines.
Probably. And I think I'm not even going to say anything. Congrats, Q. We'll definitely see you there and Darren as well. And we'll have the two more pair to give away and we'll qualify everyone. Let's go to Alfonso here next from Limerick on the Fanatic. Fonzo.
Hey, Devon, how we feeling tonight?
We're doing fantastic, man. Thank you.
So that's the thing, man. Keep hearing these rumors. Let's think about, besides the star, who's the best one who's unhappy out of the bunch? Nobody's talking about Bradley Beal.
And I think people, while they do bring him up, I think folks are looking at that situation, Fonzo, and they're talking about how Bradley Beal has said he wants to stay and play it through.
Nah, but come on.
You don't buy it?
Nah. And I mean, I think about even Tobias in a package where we keep Sybil. I love Maxie. You know, I'm a big Maxie guy. We've gone back and forth about that. But I still think we can put a package together. If we do got to keep Ben, we got to move Toby, right? Where it's like, as long as we got a guy to close, I think, I can't even look at Ben. When I see his picture, I can't even look at him. But I think I can be sold if we move Toby and we bring in another guy. So you're not cool with Levine, but what do you think about Beal? Is he the best available? Don't give me Brogdon.
See, again, I don't. Brogdon. Who are you talking about? With Beal?
Yeah,
I don't think he's available. I don't, Fonz. I don't think he's available.
And look,
by the way, we also have to figure this part out too, Fonz, because look, they are in the mix for a new head coach. So let's wait.
What are you doing down there?
Let's wait to see what. No, I'm saying let's wait to see what happens there, where that might finally force his hand to say, all right, I went out. This is not good enough. Even though I'm sure they're talking to him about who he might want as the head coach.
All right. I mean, yeah, they might, you know, do the opposite of what Portland did. You know, they dropped the ball up there with the whole Damian and Chauncey. Even though I'm a big Chauncey guy, you know, I did what you did, but we're not going to get into that. Anyways, besides him, give me one more name outside the box. I mean, I've heard C.J. McCollum, like another guy, because we need the killer guy, you know? We need someone who's going to close out. If we got to move from Toby, let's say like Ben has to stay, we move Toby in a package.
I don't think he's going anywhere. Yeah, that was surprised me.
You're killing me. I'm trying to think outside the box. Fuzz, come on.
That would surprise me only because of his money. And it's like, if you're trying to get rid of him, then why would anybody else want him? This would be his sixth team. Why would anybody else want to do that on that type of contract?
Javon, you always do this to me. We did this with Al Horford last year. You know, I said the same thing. We did, you know, like, I'm just trying to think a little outside the box. You know how I get. I think I might be a little zooty, a little out there, but come on. I'm just trying to think out there.
Oh,
you know?
Man, I hear you, man. Well, listen, throw us a character, Fonz, and we can talk about this face-to-face now, after it happens or doesn't happen at the Fanatic Fan Fest.
Yes, I think I got the lock. Unpopular. Now, can we go TV show? Or is it
yes, TV or film.
Oh, I got the lock. Ty's going to love this one. So I know you guys are big Eastbound and Down guys. I got to go with Stevie.
We got to put you on hold. Fonz, thanks, man. Enjoy your weekend. Got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold. All right. Look at that. And that's what I'm saying about Bradley Beal. I just don't think Beal is going anywhere. I don't. He said he's going to be. He said he's loyal. He's going to stick it out. Let's see. They have a new coach on the horizon. Let's see what happens. Who was it? Wes Unseld. Is it Wes Unseld Jr.? I think they said that was interviewing for the gig. I think it might be Wes Unseld Jr. Let me just double check real fast and make sure I'm correct on that one. Yeah, Wes Unseld Jr. is the Orlando Magic looking at him, along with Willie Green, Becky Hammon. Willie Green is the assistant for Monty Williams with the Suns, and a few other assistants there with the Orlando Magic currently. So he interviewed with the Wizards yesterday, Wes Unseld Jr. Again, I'm assuming they're talking to Brad Beal about their next head coach. So we'll see. 610-632-0975. Shock. Hang on. I want to hear what you got to say about Simmons. We got you first. Then we have Tony, Gotham, Brian, one open phone line, and two pairs of FanFest tickets up for grabs in the final hour as we talk about Simmons and try to figure out what's going on. And we'll get to the other thing once we need to get to the other thing. in the 9 o'clock hour. 610-632-0975. And we'll keep it going right here until 10 on this Friday night on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone to Von Gibbons on 97.5, the Fanatic.
All right, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Happy 4th of July weekend to everyone. Be safe. I know it's supposed to rain a little bit tonight and tomorrow, so try to enjoy as best as you can. Look, it's all about being with your folks anyway, so no matter what the weather is, just have a good time and continue to be safe out there. Typically, when we do these, we ask for people to just bring some grub in. Not necessarily an establishment. We're talking about you cooking. Bring us some grub. What's on your plate? What's on the grill? I'm easy though. You guys could make sure I'm good. I'm easy.
What's D Gun up to? We gotta get some of that.
D Gun doesn't share.
Come on, it's 4th of July. I know he grills every weekend. Yeah. I know he barbecues every weekend.
Yeah, this is nothing new. He'll just probably add some new stuff to the grill. Some different things. He'll step it up a little bit more. It's a fantastic spread all the time. We just don't get any.
I'll pay him for it.
We don't get any food. But his wife does bake very well, so she's Mrs. Gunn is nicer than
you guys got the cookies, right?
Because we got the cookies.
The ones that
With Reese's
that Brian didn't like.
He actually ate one.
I know he did.
Yeah, yeah. He's better than me. Well, no, I'm not going to say that because Mrs. Gunn is fantastic. She sent us in the cookies. I don't know. Couldn't do the eggs. No matter who. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's you know, Devon, it's funny because I get, is it like, is it a taste thing? Is it a, like a substance, like a texture thing? Because I know that like eggs are, like they can be gross. Like if you don't cook them proper, like, and I know eggs are one of the easiest things to make.
Yeah.
But they do look kind of slimy at times. So I get
like,
it.
Like a sunny side up or something?
Yeah. So it's like, I always get made fun of, right? My dad makes fun of me. Yeah. My fiance makes fun of me. I always get made fun of. Because I always make sure that my eggs are a little more cooked than they probably need to be. And sometimes they might be borderline burnt. But, like, I don't want that raw egg. You know what I mean? I don't want to get sick. And I definitely don't want to eat, you know, slimy egg.
And you eat eggs.
I love eggs. Yeah. I eat them every morning.
Yeah, I can't do it. So even if, like, Mrs. Gunn is fantastic, I would have to politely decline just because, but that's why I'm saying Brian is better than me. He hates chocolate and peanut butter mixed, but he did it because she was kind enough to send in a nice batch of cookies. They were fantastic. I was kidding. But anyway, yeah, she's nicer than D Gum because she actually sent us something. He did not. He teases everybody, right? Doesn't he? Just taunts us.
Every time I see a video, I'm like, man.
Puts it on social media.
That's the best looking thing he's ever made.
Just wrong.
And then 2 days later, he puts something else out. I'm like, no, that's the best. You know what I mean? It's like.
He'll have like a big steak on there tomorrow and show us all. Saying, oh, rain is not going to stop me.
24-ounce porterhouse.
Yep, rain is not going to stop me. And then we won't get any of the food. That's all right, though. It's cool. Still my friend, D Gunn. It's 901 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me ask you this, too. Well, you can get that. Game 6 tomorrow. Atlanta-Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee takes it. Even if Trae Young plays. He's clearly hobbled if he missed this game on Thursday night where they lost. Now down 3-2. So I suspect that he will play. I just think Milwaukee is going to win tomorrow night. I think they're going to advance. I do. I think they advance, and I think it's going to be Phoenix and Milwaukee in the finals starting next week. I think the start date is the 8th. The start date's the 8th, and the final date, possible game 7, would be the 22nd. And I think in this particular case, Milwaukee wins tomorrow night and it closes it out and gets ready for game number 1, which would be next Thursday. So 6 days away, it started the finals. It's my opinion. Curious to hear what everyone else thinks as well with this particular series. Let's go to Shock in West Philly next on the Fanatic. Shock.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Yo, what's up, Shock?
Not much. I'm good. As far as the Ben Simmons thing, yo, you're not wrong to feel the way you feel because I feel the exact same way.
Don't trust him anymore.
I've been defending him this whole time, but after this heartbreaking loss that we just took, like, when I felt we had the best chance to win a championship since 83, like, he got to go. He has to go.
What are you supposed to do now? Say, okay, bring him back, let him fix things in the offseason? I understand this is the first time that Rivers will have a chance with the coaching staff and Maury and all that stuff, but no, I mean, we've seen the same person now. I don't know.
But see, Devon, that's the thing. Everybody keeps saying, oh, well, Doc can unlock him or he can fix him or if he goes to Golden State, they'll be able to work with him. It's not about working with him. It's not about him being in the gym. It's until he gets it in his head that he's going to shoot and step up his game. No matter what anybody else does or says, it's not going to happen.
It's up to him.
Him, he can shoot a 1,000 jumpers a day in the gym is not going to change anything until he gets that mentality that, oh, I've got to shoot in a game and step my game up.
We can't figure it out, Shaq. I know. It's just the head. It's the head part. We figured that out. But is it that bad where he can't get over it?
But here's the thing. In summer league, even when he was a rookie, he was shooting.
Yes.
So what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, he wasn't exactly pulling up for three, but he was still shooting. So between him first coming into the league and now, what happened?
I really don't know, man. Unless it's just the fact that the misses have been so bad for him, where he feels, wow, I can't. You know, we talk about Shaq, right? He doesn't like to look bad, and we've seen him take pull up jumpers from the elbow and miss the rim and hit the side of the backboard. You know, outside of the box on the backboard, and you're like, yo, how did you do that?
But we've also seen him make some, too, though.
Agreed.
And, you know, you were talking about the trades, and when you had mentioned Golden State, at first I was like, hell no. Because, one, I don't want Wiggins.
Yep.
And I'm like, the 7-14 draft pick, no, we would screw it up. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, yo, we got Maury now. We got Maxey last year, which was a steal of the draft. 7-14, he might be able to get us some quality players with that. And I mean, I wouldn't want Wiggins.
Now, do you think those quality players are ready to win? Because you know we're at this point, Shaq, they're ready to win.
Yeah, well, that would be the thing. Like I said, I wouldn't want Wiggins. But, I mean, that is kind of appealing. But at first, like I said, I would say no. But then I thought about it while I was on hold, and I was like, eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. And look, that's where we are with the Malcolm Brogdon thing. And I even said yesterday when we were talking about the proposal that ESPN made with the Westbrook in the 15, because you can at least see where Westbrook, for me, with Embiid, that would be something. And again, that's not the only thing that would happen. They would have to round out a roster and a winning type of roster. So even if you frown at it, you still say, like you said, because they're going to do some other things to make sure it's a complete roster.
True that, but see, the Westbrook thing, I wouldn't like that, because basically we're swapping one player that won't shoot for another one that can't shoot.
Well, but you at least know he'll shoot.
Well, yeah, you know he will. I mean, he might put up some bricks, but that's not that appealing. Like, you know what I mean?
And I'm not mad at you for saying that. That's where he has put us.
That is true.
We shouldn't even be here talking about this after 5 years now. We shouldn't.
That is very true, Devon. And, you know, for the character, Devon, I'm torn between two.
All right, well, you got to pick one, man. We want to see you on that 18th of September, man.
All right. I mean, I think they both are good, but I got to go with the man himself, because he was quirky, he was funny, and he scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game. I'm going to have to go with Ed O'Neill himself, Al Bundy.
Ah, one of my favorite characters of all time. My top 5 show, Married with Children, Shaq. Hang on, man. We definitely qualifying you for that one, man. Thank you so much. I love it. 4 touchdowns, poke high. Let's get that straight. The blue jersey with the faded white letters and numbers. 33, poke high. High school legend. Al Bundy. Love Al Bundy, man. Love Al Bundy. That's a great one, Shaq. Let's go to Tony in Northeast Philly here on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
What's up, Devon? How you been, man?
Oh, man, that was a great one right there.
So, touching on this Brogdon deal, I do it if they can somehow get LeVert in it. Getting that pick in Brogdon is just not enough for me. But if you can somehow swing LeVert, now I'm kind of liking it way better.
What if it's the pick, Brogdon, and Aaron Holiday?
But where's Aaron Holiday going to play? We got Maxey, we got Milton.
I think it's just a log jam. I think he's more of a point guard than Maxey is. I think Maxey is a scoring guard.
Okay, then you got Seth, and if they bring back Danny Green, now you got a log jam at that position as well.
Do you? I mean, so if we're looking at, all right, so Brogdon is your ball handler. Who's your next ball handler? Is it going to be Maxey?
Maxey, I mean, he's still in and out of the lineup with Shake.
I still want a point guard out there sometimes.
Here's where I'm getting at with that. So hype. So going back to that Golden State, you know, everybody, nobody really likes Wiggins, and I get that. But you look at his numbers last year, he actually had a decent year. Scored 19, shot 48% from the field, 39 from three. If he were to come here, he would be the third option. No pressure on him to do anything. Just shoot. Now, he would finally be our athletic wing, which we haven't had in forever.
Since he would.
Holla, basically. Those 7 and 14 picks is what intrigues me. We wouldn't want to keep them because there's no young talent that's going to come in and help us. Now, I think you could probably package, obviously you could package 7. What do you think of going to OKC and trying to prize Shai Gilgeous?
Shai Gilgeous is their building block.
I get that, but they got so many draft picks. If you can throw another 7 at the 7 and ours, or 7 and 14, who's to say maybe they don't just get rid of him and start fresh with the 30 draft picks that they got?
I just think that they're going to want to keep him and add on with the picks that they do have at this time right now, Tone, and okay. go with Shai and... like you said, the picks that they have currently right now, where they can get those young players and see where they go from there. Because right now they have 6 and 16 and 18
right
in the first round. Now, I don't know if they're going to take all 3 of them, but they might move up. And let's say they move up and they get into the top 4 or you know what I'm saying, with 2 of those picks. And then they decide, okay, Cunningham, Jalen Green, Jalen Suggs to go along with Shai Gilgeous, then they're really cooking with where their foundation is as they rebuild. So I don't think it's going to be Shai.
All right, well then, how about this? What do you think of this one then? Go to San Antonio, who they're in a rebuilding stage. I mean, they can't just keep patching it. You know, I don't know if they're going to re-sign DeRozan. How about trying to pry DeJounte Murray from them? They got Derek White. You can maybe throw that 7 pick to them. They're in a rebuilding stage. There's point guards out there I think you can get. I mean, I'm not in love with the Wiggins. Believe me, I'm not in love with that. But there's picks I think that can help you elsewhere.
All right, well, listen, man.
That's what intrigues me about that one. Just I think you can do something with those picks to get yourself another starter that can help you.
All right, well, listen, man. Give us a character, Tone.
Honestly, Devon, I got on late. I'm not sure what you're looking for.
It's cool, man. We'll try again next time when we do have an opportunity. Thanks, Tone. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend when we're giving away some more of these passes, which I think will be quite a bit over the next couple of weeks.
I think we'll have quite a bit to give away.
A little bit, for sure.
And which is cool because we want you all there.
Yes, absolutely. And since he didn't know, we'll let people know. Today is Larry David's birthday. He is turned 74 today, and because he is one of the quirkiest people, Curb Your Enthusiasm, even when he would appear in Seinfeld as the man with the cape or the newsstand owner that got on George because he doesn't accept 20s with the Thomas Jefferson with lipstick, whatever it is, and the fact that George Costanza is basically playing Larry David on the show. We asked for the quirkiest people in TV and film. 610-632-0975 as we hang out with you here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. And once again, that Wiggins thing. Tone saying, you know what? Don't love Wiggins, but I'll take him, the athletic wing. So you don't love him and you don't take him, but you are talking yourself into it, like you said, because of those 2 picks. Because he's that athletic wing and had a nice season, which he did. He did have a nice season. So before we come to Gotham next, real fast, Ty. That's Gotham, sorry. Milwaukee and Atlanta, game 6. Is it ending or will there be a game 7 on Monday? Trae Young is back.
Trae Young is back. Giannis not.
Out. He's doubtful.
I imagine he won't play.
Okay.
Game 6 is in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
I think it goes to 7.
I disagree. I think Milwaukee closes it out
tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think it'll go to 7.
Okay.
Well, like I said, it doesn't matter. Whatever I pick, the opposite is happening literally every single game so far.
Yeah, because we both picked Milwaukee yesterday, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we got that right.
No.
I said Milwaukee. You said whatever happens is going to be the opposite.
Yeah, so I think I ended up with Milwaukee. You like, seriously, Milwaukee.
And Atlanta did not win.
So they- yeah, I think Atlanta stretches this to seven. If Trey, because even if Trey Young can be like a semblance of himself, I imagine that he'll be productive enough.
Yeah.
I think they win. And then losing game seven.
All right, I take Milwaukee. You take Atlanta game six.
And then Phoenix in five.
I'll take that.
There you go. Thank you.
Tip my cap to you on that one. By the way, how is the ocean on fire in the Gulf of Mexico? Still,
it's oil.
Still. I know.
So but oil sits.
I know, but it's still like, yo, the ocean is on fire.
That's the end of the world type stuff.
It's a movie. It's supposed to be the day after tomorrow or something. That's what we're supposed to be looking at this, not actual real life.
Well, and that's the problem, I assume, is they can't get close. Because it's oil. So they can't get close to it.
Do we have an update?
Like boats and stuff.
Do we have an
update? I'll take a look.
Yeah, because the boats are out there trying to tame
this
thing.
Yeah, but they can't be that close.
Taming the beast. Yo, how about you being the guy that was on the boat saying, oh, I'll do it.
Nope. Couldn't pay me enough.
It's like
the fire ocean?
It's like, oh.
I'm out on the fire ocean.
The sun? Let's go. It's right there. It's not too far. Just get on the boat.
Listen.
My goodness. The ocean is on fire, folks, in the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm a big believer in, like, you know, trying to not do stupid stuff to expedite my time on this earth. That's stupid stuff that would expedite my time on this earth. I don't need to be on that boat.
No. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, let's keep it going. Gotham, Cherry Hill, Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. That's Tyler Zuli. Gotham.
Hey, what's good, brother?
Yo, what's happening?
How are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm solid, man. Tyler just said Suns in five in the finals. I'm thrilled right now.
Dude, first of all, I did want to congratulate you on your family and, you know, the Phoenix Suns moving on. More importantly, obviously, Mikal Bridges.
Thank you, man.
What a stud, dude. What a talent. I wanted to give a shout-out real quick to Tyler Zuli, the beast behind the boards.
No doubt. Make sure you're listening to him tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Always. Always, brother. I'm always listening.
Thanks, man.
So I did tweet you, I think about like 45 minutes ago, an hour ago or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So you know, listen, I got to hold these notifications. I need to look at them.
No, brother. It's all right. No problem. So I have something that nobody has said so far.
All right. Share it.
But hear me out. So let's trade Ben Simmons for a McCollum type. Not for McCollum. Maybe that's implausible. I don't know. Maybe we can't get him. Fine. But if we could trade Ben Simmons for like a wing type, that style, why don't we sign Spencer Dinwiddie? You got your point guard right there. He's a free agent. Brooklyn didn't sign him again. And then we trade Ben Simmons for a McCollum type, something, you know, of that ilk. And then we keep it moving like that. And then we have, we'll just say, right? We have Spencer Dinwiddie, Seth Curry, ex-player, obviously. We don't know who it is. Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid. And then they'll obviously pick some people up, you know, veterans, I don't know, or, you know, something like that. What do you think about that, man?
All right, well, before
is
I
that
answer
is
that.
Is it possible? Yeah, go ahead.
It is. Before I answer that, though, I have to ask you, how do you feel about Dinwiddie coming off of a torn ACL?
True. Yeah, I know he was hurt. I can only hope. I can only hope, brother. I think, you know, we'll ask the medical team, right? If they evaluate him, obviously he's okay. Then I'm completely down with that. Because my brother can score, man. He can score. Yeah, but I agree with you. Yeah, he has injury history. So, yeah, you know what? I didn't actually think about that.
No, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, I have to throw that at you. So,
you're right, Devon.
As far as he goes, I think he opted out of his contract and he opted out. So, which makes him a free agent. And I believe he was going to make about $10 million. So he's either going to want that again. And of course, with some security on that one.
Can we afford it? We're just saying.
So, you know, they already paying the three big contracts right now.
Okay.
And then they are going to have the mid-level exception and the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. Oh, okay. Or the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. And I think they, I have to look it up to make sure that they're in the tax. But if they're in the tax, then, you know, the non-taxpayer is 9.5. So you might be able to start something there with Spencer okay. Dinwiddie. And, of course, it's going to have to be the role that he wants. But I just don't know that they'll be able to afford him. So I have to look at that.
So in your professional opinion, probably unlikely, yeah?
He would fit. And he's going to be a guard. Scoring guard. He's not a point guard. He's going to be a scoring guard. I would like it. Yeah. Of course, the medicals will have to check out with his knee. And okay. and I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that
no,
for
no,
sure.
No, I know you would. I just I didn't know if it was feasible to you know. I like
they would
I
have
said,
to
I'm
do
not
some
as
work.
Educated as you are.
Well, Daryl Morey is, and they would have to do some maneuvering to make it happen. And I think they could.
Gotcha.
Yep. Okay, absolutely. Cool. So you want to give a All give right. us a character?
So Devon, it could be TV as well.
TV or film, and that's where we started. Okay. We started with Larry David.
I have two. I'll give you one. Obviously.
Give us one.
Okay. Quirky character. All right. I gotta give you Carlton from the Freshmen of Bel-Air, man.
Tyler says yes. Hang on. We'll qualify.
Yeah,
got them.
Go.
Thanks, man.
Okay,
appreciate
good,
it.
Man.
Yeah, Carlton is fantastic from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, whether it's the dancing or the being smart but stupid, right? So that's the thing. You know how you have these stupid characters. They're a bunch of them. Plenty of them out there. Plenty of them that we still have out there on the board, and we want to know with two pairs of Fanatic Fan Fest tickets for Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. We want to see you there. We want to see you there, and we have two pairs left with one more segment to go, and we want to give them away to you. Just keep listening. Ticket giveaways and more special announcements. It has returned with the pandemic shutting us down for a year, but that's it. We're back. September 18th, Saturday, Xfinity Live, the day before the Birds home opener. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you here on the Fanatic. And a lot of cool stuff. By the way, we were waiting for this one too. They blew it, but they did pick up the win. The Phillies win tonight, walk-off style, 4-3 over the Padres. Zach Wheeler was fantastic. His ERA right now, according to Matt Gelb, is 2.05. He has five scoreless starts of at least seven innings this season, and he says no other pitcher in baseball has more than three such starts this season. They were up 3-0 when they took him out, and they almost blew it. Typical, right? Typical Phillies. They almost blew it. They bring in Alvarado, three earned runs. Ranger Suarez participated in it when he had to take over for Alvarado. Three earned runs, count of four for Alvarado. Ranger Suarez winds up with the win. Didn't have to be so difficult, but that's who the Phillies are. That being said, all right. Didi Gregorius makes his return. He homers in the fifth inning. Yeah, we get a walk-off win here. You get a walk-off win. So, all right, good for them. Who was that, Miller that drove him in?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. You weren't happy, though. I saw
well,
you.
Well, no, I mean, listen, of course I'm happy with the win. I'm absolutely
no,
happy
it's how
with the win.
How did we get here?
Shouldn't have been there.
Shouldn't have been there.
You know whose fault this is tonight? Joe Girardi's fault.
Joe Girardi again?
Yeah.
See. Well, you can talk
multiple
about
times.
You can talk about this tomorrow morning because you're angry, and I can hear it in
what
your voice.
Happened? Man, this team frustrates me, man.
You're angry. And they're 38-41 right now. But you're angry. Joe Girardi, make sure you're listening to Tyler Zulli tomorrow, 9 a.m. in for Tyrone Johnson, 9 to noon after D. Lineham and Joe Torti here on the Fanatic. So you get, look at that. Look at that run. JT and D. And then you get my man Tyler Zulli to yell at the Phillies and Joe Girardi.
Yes.
And he has a Sixers thing that I already know that he's going to bring up that's going to get a lot of attention tomorrow morning. So make sure you guys tune in for that. Brian, you start us off final segment on the other side, along with Tony, Ray, George, and Chris. It's our final segment. We get you all in. Two pairs up for grabs. Fan Fest tickets back at it Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. Can't wait to see you. The only way to do so is to win the tickets. We're giving away two more pair. You qualify. Final segment on the other side here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Yeah.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Final segment on this Friday night. Happy 4th of July weekend to everyone. Be safe out there. Save us a plate for Tuesday. Bring it in. Thank you. 610-632-0975. I wanted to ask you this, too, before we get to Brian. And maybe we'll ask Brian this, too. Tyler, with all the stuff that's happening with the NCAA, I thought I saw with the players now being able to profit from their likeness and their jersey, whatever. Tate Frazier, right? I think Tate used to play. I think he was at Ohio State, but he was like a, you know, deep reserve type of dude. Well, whatever. He was, you know him more from The Ringer and stuff. He says schools should start selling jerseys of former stars and the players should get their due cut. I would probably buy an official UNC Joseph Forte number 40 jersey right now. If I had to ask you, Ty, one jersey, and now they've sold them, but they never had names on them.
Yes.
Now that they're able to, let's say in Tate's case here where he's laying this out, if you could buy one, football, basketball, even baseball, whatever.
Yeah. Hockey, see, it's...
Who would you buy? Women's college basketball as well?
It's tough for me because you know how big of a college football nerd I am.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm asking.
Here's the problem.
What?
99% of the time of my alma mater's existence, they don't put names on the back of the jersey.
Well, it doesn't have to be Penn State, though.
So that's the thing. It can't be a Penn State jersey.
Right.
Because I would buy an Allen Robinson jersey.
Okay.
But they don't put the name. I mean, his actually, he may have played a year with the name on the back of the jersey. But that's a good question. I think immediately my mind goes to one player, the most electric college football player I've ever seen in my life. Now, granted, I didn't get to watch Bo Jackson. You know, there's certain guys I didn't get a chance to see. But immediately, my mind goes to Reggie Bush.
And they didn't have numbers.
They didn't have names on the back of their jersey either.
And he was great at USC. Great.
Yeah, they didn't have names on theirs either.
Yo, you made sure you stayed up that night to watch USC. Saturday night, Thursday night, you are up. That was a show.
Well, so, and the funny thing is, too, like, I would...
White, too, in the backfield with him? He's tough.
I would probably, being such a weirdo with college
but
football...
But that's cool, though.
I would try to almost give money to a smaller school guy that I loved watching. So, like, I think about guys from the MAC and Conference USA and stuff like that. Like, two guys stand out to me. One's a quarterback. The other one's a running back. I don't know if you remember Rakeem Cato from Marshall. Mm-hmm. I loved watching Rakeem Cato play. So I would go with him. And there's a running back from Louisiana Tech. He plays for the Ravens or played Kenneth Dixon.
Oh, Ken was the Dixon other one. Right now. Yeah.
Okay. I'd buy his Louisiana Tech jersey.
Okay. All right. I just figured I'd ask that. And, you know, we've seen some college basketball ones where you've seen Allen Iverson all over the place where they sell the Georgetown Hoyas jersey now with his name on the back. They didn't do it when he played. But in the time that they played, just throwing it, figured I'd ask you that. Mine would be outside of, like, McHale's because, well, I was like, yo, why don't they have his in the school store? Like, they have number one. Now, number one is a common number, and that was Jalen Brunson, and he was the player of the year and all that stuff. I'm not saying anything against
you
Jalen.
You get that in Scotty Reynolds, too.
It was just, yeah, Kyle Lowry. It was just like, yo, you guys can have more than one number in the school store, right? And, yeah, but anyway, of course, outside of McHale's, it would be, I was a big when I was a kid. I was a big Sean Elliott fan at Arizona.
Okay.
Big Sean Elliott fan. Loved him when he, of course, rooted for him in the finals every time because he was with the Spurs and they were there. I'm like, Sean Elliott, I want him to win.
You were a big, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you were a fan of that UNLV team too,
that's my
right?
My favorite team yes. of all time.
Got to be somebody on that team, right?
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson?
Yep. Larry Johnson, number one. Probably, and it's crazy because you have Greg Anthony and Stacey Augmon. I would probably go Anderson Hunt number two. Anderson Hunt didn't make the pros. Tough. Could shoot. Leaping ability. He was crazy for a small guard. Love Anderson Hunt. That was my favorite team of all time. But I would go Sean Elliott. Arizona, the navy blue Arizona. Love it. All right, let's go to Brian and Conshohocken next. Final segment here. Let's run these phone calls. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Happy 4th of July to you and your families.
Same to
you. You're having a good weekend and all that. I was going to talk about the trade for Ben Simmons, but I think enough has been said about that. I'm all in on this college conversation. Do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow.
And Tyler, you're right. I was at Penn State 2012 to 2015, and yes, names were on the jerseys. Bill O'Brien at the time put names on the jerseys so that everybody knew that who stayed after all the sanctions
right.
replaced.
Right.
Allen Robinson, definitely a jersey right. I would buy. He made the greatest play I've ever seen in a professional game that I was at with that catch against Michigan in fourth overtime there. And then a small school guy, since Tyler and I went to the same high school, I'll get John Landis, University of Massachusetts. Kid broke Steve Slayton, the former Houston Texans running back, long jump record.
Oh, don't forget, local Philadelphia Steve Slayton.
Yeah, and then I guess if I would get, Allen Robinson, and then, of course, I mean, I was a guy, I grew up in the early 2000s. Reggie Bush was, he was something else.
Just put the name on the back because he was that good.
Yeah, I would love to see Reggie get that recognition. And I think most people have been on that side of the argument anyway about, you know, taking his Heisman and his records and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would get an Allen Robinson jersey, number 8, and I would get Reggie Bush, number 5.
And rock it proudly.
I was going to talk about the trade there, but like I said, enough to said. I had something I wanted to say after the two quirky character things. I think it's something that deserves attention as well. So my quirky characters are Paul Finch from American Pie.
100%.
The guy that popularized the term.
Yes.
Well, you know what it
we
is.
We know what it is.
Say it. We don't need to say it. And a little Philadelphia, even though he's from Russia, Ilya Brizgalov was a character. The Flyers goalie from like 10 years ago, man, he was out there.
Yeah, as far as the sports character goes, he definitely,
Tolkien manga's big, right?
Hey, well, Brian, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, I think this deserves attention. It's a real quick thing. It's about the Olympics. And I think that the Olympics have always been political, dating back to Jesse Owens in 1936 in Berlin, to the U.S. boycotting the Olympics in 1980 in the Soviet Union. So my feeling is, like, to hell with the Olympics. They seem to be going after black women in particular. Another runner was banned for 5 years from competition because she missed a drug test, Breisha Carey Richardson.
Yep, absolutely. Brian, listen, thanks, man, for bringing that up as well. We were going to talk about that in a little bit. Thank you, and hang on, because Tyler's going to qualify. And we can do that with that story's not going away. So we'll talk about that. I do want to give everyone their time tonight as well and get everyone in and give everyone their opportunity to say their piece about the things we have been talking about. So we'll address that because you're right. You're right, Brian. You're absolutely right. Look, of course, there are rules. She failed. She was wrong. But there's so much to it. We'll talk about it. Tony in South Philly. What's up, Tone?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
How you doing?
All right. Same old stuff, different day. I'm still heartbroken because of the Sixers, but I'm getting over it.
Oh, it's still frustrating. Still very frustrating. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, it was. Hey, about them draft picks. Well, not the draft pick, about the trades. I like that Golden State one. But only because we could take them draft picks and maybe get a higher draft pick.
So you would take the 7 and the 14 and then try to swap it and move up?
Right. Because you know the guard I want that Oklahoma State guard.
Oh, you want Cade Cunningham. He's probably going number one.
Yes.
I don't know if you can get as high as number one. So you would probably be left with players like, let's say you got in the top five. You're looking at Jalen Suggs, the point guard from Gonzaga, who I'm a big fan of. Jalen Green, the wing from California, who played in the G League for Team Ignite. He's projected to be anywhere from 1 to 4 as well. Evan Mobley is a big man, so you don't need him from USC. And then Kuminga, is the other one that's projected to be a top five, also a guy from the G League from Team Ignite. So I don't think you would get Cade Cunningham because I do believe Detroit will take him at number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but hey, he's a talented guy. Really, really good wing player that's coming into the league.
Yes, he would. I like him with Jalen Suggs on it because we need a young guard, man.
Oh, you
know,
do?
Everybody got a star guard except us.
Well, how do you feel about Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a star, but it's going to take some time.
Okay, well, why is it different? Why is it different from the other guard? Well, I think actually he's like 6'2". So I think yeah. Jalen Suggs is about 6'2", 6'3". So they're about the same size. Now one is more pure of a point guard, where Tyrese Maxey is a scoring guard, so Suggs is a pure point guard. But I think they're both pretty good, man. And okay, but I see what you're talking about, man. Listen, you got it, Tone. Do you have a character?
Yes, the ones on your show, Cole.
You said Cole from Martin?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a great one. Hang on. We would love to see you at FanFest. That's fantastic. Cole Brown. Do all the tropical bird sounds. I can't do it, so I'm not even going to embarrass myself. Not even going to. That's a great one. I got two favorites right now, and it's one I'm surprised that two of them, mine and Tyler's, we had different characters for a lot of different characters that these two actors have done, and no one has brought either one of them up. Let's go to George and Exton next here on the Fanatic. George.
All right, Devon. George has sex with the cleaning lady and gets called into the office by the boss. What does he say to the boss?
He said, was that wrong? Was I not supposed to do that?
You are the man.
Did he say, was that frowned upon? Am I not supposed to do that?
He said, I haven't seen you in a while. Was that wrong?
Was I not supposed to do that?
Awesome. Anyway, the only reason I called, basically, I jumped on the phone. Who was the idiot who said, we want to get Ben Simmons back to what he was the year before?
You, Michael Wilbon?
Oh, he's an idiot. He can have him.
I think Mike Missinelli would agree with you, but go ahead.
All right. Well, that's Michael. I do have a character.
Okay.
It is a Ben Simmons slam dunk, Andy Kaufman latte from Taxi.
Wow, that's a really good one. I know it is. Did we have that one? Oh, we had that one already, George.
Well, I have another one. Well, then I'll just stay on the same show. Jim from Taxi.
George, thanks, man. Hang on, we'll qualify. You have a great weekend as well. And he went with the George Costanza. Love it. Let's see what Tyler thinks. We got some good ones. Chris in Philly. Chris.
Yo,
what's up, Chris?
Hey, all right. First of all, I'm a former minor league pro hockey player, so I don't really know all that much about basketball, but for purposes of the conversation here, Simmons is just absolutely just a soft word that I'm not allowed to say on the air, but if it was in a hockey locker room, I would probably think he would be one of the guys who get punched in the face.
Well, Shaq said, Chris, Shaquille O'Neal said on the Inside the NBA postgame show afterwards, he said, if we were in the same locker room, I would go punch him in the face. Isn't that what he said, Tyler? He would go punch him in the face or something like that? Yeah, he basically said
something like that.
Shaq said, but I would definitely think that that's what he said because Shaq is the epitome of what like a Philly fan would appreciate.
They would, yeah.
So, again, I had a little time to do a little research here. I have no clue what I'm talking about with basketball.
That's cool, man. We appreciate you checking in. Yeah.
Yeah, in general, just the type of player that I feel like the Sixers would benefit from, you know, regardless of, you know, I don't know how the ins and outs of the basketball part of it goes, but a guy like Russell Westbrook, just he has a – you know, doesn't take anything from anyone kind of attitude. Most athletic guy on the court, chip on the shoulder all the time. You know, I don't know how the contracts work with you know, him or whoever else is available right now. Carl Anthony Towns, he seems like he's a bit underappreciated.
But they like to play him more of a stretch five now in today's NBA, so he wouldn't play with Embiid too much, or at least that would be kind of, you know, kind of tough.
Yeah, and that, again, I'm just spitting this out because
no, that's
I'm
good. That's a good name.
Keep in touch with the conversation here. I'm going to throw out a name that is absolutely going to be a knuckleball, not even a curveball. Rico Gathers. Anybody who ever watched Baylor a couple years ago, guy is scares me just watching him on TV. He's like 6'8", 285. He would box guys out and literally like box them out past like the out of bounds line, like behind. I don't watch basketball, and I used to watch it just because he would just terrify people. He got drafted in the 7th round by the Cowboys, and he hasn't played football since middle school.
I remember the story. I remember it. Yep, I absolutely remember it for sure. You got a character for us, Chris?
Yeah. That was the reason I was calling in the first place. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, wow. You going Borat? Are you going Borat, or are you going with all of his characters that he... Ali G?
Borat is just a taste of the stuff. Like, he's had... If you watch the show on HBO and Amazon and all that stuff he's coming out with...
Ali G was fantastic. Of course, Borat with the movies, the two movies, the two movie films, as he calls them.
Wherever the line is, he pushes it to the point where, like, it's dangerous for his, like,
safety. Yeah, fantastic. Chris, thanks, man. Hang on, and we'll definitely see where we have that one. That's really good. Chris. Wow. Wow, that's a good one. Sacha Baron Cohen. Ali G was hilarious on the late night. Ray and Media next on The Fanatic. Ray.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks, Ray, for making it.
No problem. I proposed that Wiggins for Simmons and 7 and 14 trade a couple days ago, and it got shot down. So I was like, let me call again. Because Davion Mitchell, Scottie Barnes, Joshua Christopher are going to be there at 7 and 14. You don't have to move up to get scoring wings and a lead guard who's tough and defensive-minded. So I was like, Wiggins and a tough guard and a scoring wing. Yes. I'm not a Sixers fan, but I'm like, that's how you make your team better immediately.
Now, is it enough? And I ask you this, is it enough with the fact that you're trying to win right now and you're not rebuilding any longer? You're trying to win. Is that enough to win in the moment with these young players?
No, but when you give up a superstar, well, when you give up an all-star, like Simmons, and this is your ceiling, you got to go in a different direction. So you're going to go tough in your backcourt, and you're going to go a bunch of scoring wings to complement those guys.
All right. I'm pondering that one just because of, again, the fact that you're trying to win right now and they're so young.
That's because all these proposals to go up in the draft, like the top six are pretty much set. Those teams aren't going to want to trade down to go, you know, to get those picks. 14 isn't as valuable to the Thunder as it is to the Sixers potentially, but unless you're going to get a Russell Westbrook, I don't think Dame's coming at all. Unless you're going to get a Westbrook, you might as well go a different direction.
All right. Well, listen, give us a character, Ray, so we can see if we qualify you.
I mean, the character, I love Ray Lewis. I wouldn't call him a character, but if you're talking character,
are we talking TV or film?
You got to go Michael Scott.
Oh, we had that already. You got another one? If not, we'll catch. Listen, we'll be giving away tickets quite a bit. So if you don't have it tonight, it's all good.
Just for my son, you got to go the Grinch. That's a character.
All right. Well, listen, Ray, thanks, man. And we'll have a great weekend. All right. Enjoy your time.
Thank you, too.
Enjoy yourself. Really appreciate the Grinch. It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. All right. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to Jay in Delaware here on The Fanatic. Jay.
Hey, Devon, how you doing, bro?
Jay, I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. I know you're up against it, man, but I was calling about wanting to propose a trade. I wanted to see what you thought about it. I like what the Cubs were saying earlier about Caris LeVert and Malcolm Brogdon. Then what do you think about if we can't get Dame Dollar, what do you think about De'Aaron Fox?
I would love it, but that's their building block there. They do have similar contracts, Fox and Simmons. both of them off of their rookie deal, their first contract, and the money would match. Now, why would they choose Simmons over Fox as their cornerstone?
Hey, that's a good question.
Well, now, I'm with you. Listen. That would be fantastic.
You know Sacramento is so screwed up.
I see them. You just want them to do one more bad move.
They make bad moves every year. You know, every year. So I can see them actually making that move and screwing their future up.
They might try to get you to take Marvin Bagley with them.
Hey, he only got like one more year on his contract. So
on his rookie deal? I don't want him.
I feel you.
Yeah, I hear you. But look, the Fox thing, that's interesting. That really is, man. You got a character for us too, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody said my man from Martin Romy Rome.
So you're just going Martin, period, with Romy Rome. That is a quirky type character, man. Listen, Jay, thanks for the call, man. We'll check in. You know I love Martin. Somebody gave us Cole Brown a short time ago. Fantastic. Joe, final call here. Let's give us quickly your Phillies and college merch thing, and let's wrap this up here tonight. What you got for us, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Nah, I'm just driving home from the game. I was down there tonight, you know, Zach Wheeler pitched a hell of a game like he always does.
And then the bullpen did the other thing that they always do.
Just let's just say, at what point does, you know, Girardi like go to somebody and say, listen, you got to help me out here. You know, I don't have any guys to put out there. Everyone he puts out there blows the game, you know. And first of all, Ranger Suarez, come on. Guy's throwing like 93. He doesn't have any off speed. What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? Absolutely.
But let's digress on that. College guy, Jimmer Fredette or Adam Morrison?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And then for the character, I'd probably go with Johnny Drama.
You know what? I was just watching Entourage the other day.
Phenomenal show.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, Tyler. Up, yeah, thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs down. Johnny Drama, we're going up, Joe. Thanks for the call. Hang on.
Let's go.
And Fan Fest, of course, is returning. We're back September 18th at Xfinity Live Saturday, the day before the home opener for the Birds. Fan Fest 2021 is a free event, but you will need a ticket to get in. You keep listening for ticket giveaways and more special announcements. That's presented by FanDuel Sports Book and Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia, the official hotel partner and after party of 97.5 The Fanatics. Fan Fest 2021. Must be 21 to enter. Fan Fest. We thank everybody for calling, tweeting, listening all week. We thank Tyler Zulli for the work that he did, of course, on Monday and Tuesday in my absence. And we really appreciate his work tonight as well. I don't know if Tyler has them, but we're about to sign off. So listen, make sure you listen to Joe and D in the morning starting at 6 a.m. and then Tyler Zulli at 9 as well. And you all have a safe, happy weekend. Happy 4th of July. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you on Tuesday right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.